Hi, I'm Kitty K.
Kitty Care, Benevolent Master.
Hi, this is Kitty K, and you're listening to The Madhouse.
Thank you.
On
98.6ml.com.
The following test me live.
Yo, you're listening to Madhouse Radio with Carlito,
Minimal, and Cloned. And Warrior.
The following is an exclusive.
I don't want to play this prank. I need to know how Skynet gets built. Crappy ass prank. Who's responsible? Ow.
The man most directly responsible is
Carlito.
He's the director of Carlito Systems Corporation.
Why him?
In a few months, he creates a revolutionary type of microprocessor.
Go on. Then what?
In 3 years,
Carlito
will become the largest supplier of military computer systems. All stealth bombers are upgraded with
Carlito
computers becoming fully unmanned. Afterwards, they fly with a perfect operational record. The
Carlito
funding bill is passed. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense.
Carlito
begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th. In a panic, they try to pull the plug. It launches its missiles against the targets in Russia.
Carlito
knows that the Russian counterattack will eliminate its enemies over here.
Jesus. I want to know everything. What he looks like, where he lives, everything.
I have detailed files.
Madhouse Radio is back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask you for some fanfare. The band. Fanfare because, ladies and gentlemen, Sting has always gone ahead of itself. They have done it again and again and again. I remember the year they brought in the Fat Boys that were hotter than 10,000 firesides. And if you know, and if you enjoy hip hop, if you want one of the coldest brothers out of North America, you hear a crew in Jamaica with something that goes like this. Who the heck is this? Paging me in the morning at the crack of dawning. Please welcome for the first time inside
no.
The
stadium. Boring.
Carlito's Madhouse, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Madhouse Radio is back.
Madhouse.
What happened?
I don't know what happened.
What happened?
Something just happened to the show. Breaking news, something just happened to the show. Film at 11. I don't know, man. What just happened? I'm fucking panicking, man. What's up, everybody? Madhouse Radio has begun at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to the new face of Madhouse Radio. It starts late every week. We'll talk about that later.
Coming to you to blazing 98.6 degrees.
98.6 degrees in the mouth.
98.6.
The mouth. On 98.6 degrees.
That's a great job, Clone, man. We could have totally used you for that, you know? Why don't you? Where were you last week? Jeez. I guess, man. Something. So, yeah, here we are. The Fall is in the chat room talking some nonsense, and I've got a pink lighter in my hand. Anyway. no, my friend. It is not my lighter. It is not my lighter. Well, the discuss is pink lighter, sir. I don't know. Got a lot of explaining to you, but yeah. Pink Lighter Man is here. What's up, Pink Lighter Man? How you doing?
What's up, Khalil? Thanks for the lighter. I'm glad I could borrow it.
Yeah, great. That's Athena's lighter. But yeah, and who else do we have in the house? Carlito's here. Yeah, Carlito.
Yay.
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 And
the Warrior will be back.
The Warrior's taking a shit. All right, Warrior's taking a shit, everybody. All right.
Milkman got swept away by a hurricane.
Milkman is dead. Yeah.
He will not be joining us tonight.
That's sad. Milkman in the hospital again, everybody. Another victor of workers' comp. And speaking of workers' comp, living the American dream, none other than Cloned Homegrown. What's up, Cloned Homegrown? How you doing, man?
I'm bowing. I'm bowing. Thank you, Carlito. How you doing, Mr. A?
What's up, fellow?
Interesting night tonight.
Smoke weed every day.
That's for Cloned. Cloned, man, how you feeling? How's your week been,
you?
Huh? Yeah. Excuse me.
Bong hit.
Yeah.
Mandatory bong hit.
Please. We can't hear his bong hits anymore because he went fancy on us and got a headset like us over here.
Then play the recording.
And now, yeah, I don't know where the recording is now. I'd have to find it. Wow. That'd be something. Me actually finding something I'm looking for. Claude, man, how you doing, man? What's up? How's your Thursday been?
Thursday.
The curse of Milkman is here. Hang on. We got problems. Try again, sir. Good sir. Kind sir.
I've been well.
Okay. There we are. Milkman just signed off. Milkman's having trouble over there. Man, I'm scared about Milkman. Hopefully
I don't know where Milkman.
We don't know what happened to Milkman. But we're here. We're going to do a show. Madhouse Radio's live. Live and coming at you. MadhouseLive.com. MadhouseLive.com. It's November the 2nd. Time changes here. It's now getting dark earlier. What does that mean to you, Mr. X? What do you think about that? Bullshit, you four? Should they stop it? Do you
I'm happy because it's warm. It's freaking snowing where I'm from.
Oh, yeah? It's snowing up there now?
Yep.
Up there in wherever that is? Hymetown? That's crazy, man. A lot of Jews where you live, man?
Not really.
Okay, good. Mexicans, though, right?
Lots of them.
Yeah, man. This guy's from Mexican town. Mexican part of the country.
Are you hating on your own people?
Yeah, we got a few Mexicans here, too.
Yeah, you got a few in Texas, I hear. So, yeah, man. What's up with what? Well, we got anything to talk about? What's going on news-wise? I'm out of the loop. What's going on in PCU lately?
I don't know. I haven't been... I listened to a really crappy show on Tuesday.
Okay.
That was the only thing to... You know, Neo got kicked off and KDK went on.
Wow. So Neo's kind of upset about that, apparently. That's what I hear.
Yeah, I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, a few people are pissed off. What was that, Halloween? I didn't even pay attention. I didn't even give candy out. No one was at the house. You know, we were
It was Halloween. It was supposed to be a Halloween special, but it was more like a bomb.
Oh, man, Halloween bomb. Big orange Halloween bomb. Excellent, man.
Like somebody dropped a pumpkin on the show.
Wow. Pumpkin ball. Interesting, man. Interesting. Hey, you know what, guys? I'm thinking about going to, where do you think you can buy stink bombs at, guys? Like, you know what I mean? The kind of the glass ones you could drop.
Prank shop or you
Halloween
know.
Store.
Halloween store? I don't know. I gotta get some stink bombs.
Costume shop.
Yeah, I've been thinking about going into stores and dropping stink bombs just for the hell of it.
It's a good idea.
To see what happens.
Just for the hell of it
to see people run.
At least you can get first place in line then.
Yeah, but I want to film it though, you know? And here's another idea I had today. You know what? I wanted to buy an air horn. You know those air horns that you know, was kind of air? Yeah. I wanted to go ahead and, buy one of those and just carry it on me and use it like at the bank in line. Just for the hell of it, to kind of just blow it, you know, see how people would react.
Use it for road ragers when they pull up next to you.
Just it's some funny shit.
But...
Yeah. But I was thinking about using it today on some lady who was taking, she was ordering a bunch of food at McDonald's and I was in the drive-thru. And I was like, fuck, well, hurry up. And I was like, you know, if I had an air horn, I could just kind of start blowing it at her. What would she do? What would she do? You know, and here's another thing: are you obligated to
probably
let some
give you a dirty look?
Hey, man, if you're at a, let's say you're stopped at a red light, right, and you're in the left turning lane, right? You know where you get the left arrow to turn light, so you're waiting there, and the lady next to you who's going straight, and she's at the red light, she wants to go left, she you know her bad, and she opens her window, she's like, hey, and I said, yeah, what? And then she like, can I get in front of you? Am I obligated to let her in front of me?
No, you're not.
Now,
no.
Can you say no? I mean,
yes, you can.
So I told her no.
Did you cut her off?
No, I
flipped her off.
I told her no. I told her, you know what? I'd rather not. I just said to her, like, yeah, I'd rather not. She got pissed off at me. She yelled at me. She goes, asshole, like that. She's like, asshole, like that. And I was like, eh. Right when I got the green light, I told her no. But what's the big deal? I didn't want to.
You were in front of her. You should have went first.
I didn't want to piss people off behind me because, you know, that's a dick move. And
It's her fault.
It is her fault. And, you know, I'm going to put myself in a position where I'm, you know, the people behind me, like, that fucking asshole is going to let her go. I don't want to do that, you know. That's bad karma. So I'm not obligated to do that, am I? Am I in the wrong, you know? Has anybody... No one's ever turned me down, but I never asked that, ever. I've never been, you know, in a point where I had to ask someone to let me...
You should probably go to confession, though.
Carlito, you were a victim of road rage.
I am, man. I am. Man, fucking road rage, man.
Road rage is all over this country.
Yes, it is, but I've been... Yeah, I've learned the hard way. I pulled a knife on someone in a road rage incident once.
As soon as they legaled carrying handguns here...
Oh, no.
They had a case of road rage...
Somebody got shot. Yeah, Florida and road rage is a big thing, too, man. There's a lot of road rage out here.
Doesn't that happen, like, once a month in Texas?
Yeah. We do it by the state, too.
Yeah, well, you guys got to have a lot of the good old boys with the shotgun in the cab of the truck kind of on display, right? In Texas, you probably see that a lot there. You know, they're armed to the teeth. Texas loves his guns, man.
They love their cowboy hats.
Florida, there's a lot of guns in Florida. People love their guns in Florida, Texas, Georgia. The South loves his guns. But I hear New York loves his guns, too. I don't know, man. Yeah, so there it is, man. You got to have a gun. That's the something amendment. We're bullshitting too much.
Got to have a gun,
so what's the number
man.
Situation look like?
The number situation looks good. Thank you, Mr.
What's
X.
What's the cap in this up is?
Very good. Mr. X is moving things along. Here we go. Lonesome Loser masquerading tonight as the Outsider. Okay.
Oh, you just gave away his identity.
Oh, man. Shit. Drat. Now we've done it. Now Lonesome Loser will die. He has sent the numbers.
Did you just say drat?
Drats. Did I say? I said drat. Not drats. I said drat.
That was so gay.
That is not gay. I don't have the pink lighter here, Mr. X. Mr. X with
I
the pink lighter.
I borrowed that shit from you.
You got that from KDK.
Yeah. He stole it from you.
Whatever. Yeah, he did. He found it. Tuck says, check your Gmail, Carlito. Let me find out here. Tuck checking in from the good state of Tennessee.
I don't know about you, but flame is a flame, and it lights the weed, so I like it.
All right, yeah. If it's coming from... That's badass, though, man. He's got this lighter. It's got a bottle opener, you know, and a fucking compass on it.
Yeah.
But the compass fell off it. Yeah. He was like a... Like
fucking
a,
7.
I got a lighter.
Yeah?
That you stick your finger in this hole.
Uh-huh.
And the laser lights it.
Wow. That's awesome. That's cool.
The finger me laser lighter?
Can't you just wear it? Could you, like, make it so you could just wear it on your fingertips and burn
No,
people?
you stick your finger in this hole, and the laser, like, blocks it, and the flame comes up.
I'm saying. I'd like to wear those. I put them all on each of my finger. Is that possible? Could I wear one on each of my fingers? Is that how it's designed?
No.
No? That'd be cool. I don't know what you're talking about. Sounds cool,
That's
though.
Just silly, Sally.
Yeah, don't be gay, yo. This sucks about milk, man. Because we can always blame our audio problem.
Don't be a homo, man.
The fuck are talking about Carlito?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Paper ballot. That was Milkman last week. God damn it. Paper ballot.
We just lost the satellite.
Link. That coconut phone there. KDK. Lego. Anyway. Anyway, that's our good friend Milkman. We need to do a prank call. God, man, you're bringing us down here, cloned. Making us all slow. Is the Warrior around?
High Pitch Eric, man, on Monday.
High Pitch Eric on Monday. I heard about that. I heard that that Lego called in and said he was a cop or something like that.
Yeah, said he was going to arrest him or something.
Wow.
Then he had Kim call in.
Uh-huh. That's hilarious, guys. I tell you what, I'm pissed off I missed that. I tell you what. Good things we're doing here on PC, everybody. Where is Sean Ward?
I missed much this week.
Where is Sean Ward?
I heard he moved.
He moved somewhere in Toronto? He moved down the street?
I don't know where to.
Has he been moving for 4 months? Whatever.
Tux's boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess so. Tux's boyfriend. They have talk time outside of PCU. Tuck just sent us a song here to play. We'll try playing that later. We got a song to play later from Tuck. Tucker Mike. Mike Tucker. Mike Tuckerson. Carl Mike Tuckerson. That is his real name, everybody. And I have his real address and his real phone number, and I'm giving it out tonight to anybody who will donate $10.
The highest bidder, right?
The highest bidder gets Tuck's personal information and social security number tonight, everybody. So make your offers. We're having an auction tonight for Tuck's personal information.
Now and never.
Yes, and it's for us to bail Milkman out of jail, out of prison in the Virgin Islands. He did a very bad thing, everybody. So,
yeah. But it wasn't touching a kid.
No, but it was sending pictures to a kid, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we are trying to
of his pumpkins.
But it's not true. We don't believe he would ever do anything like that, so you need to donate. Highest donor tonight gets personal information and will bail Milkman out with the money. Hopefully. Thank you, Mr. X. And
hopefully.
Thank you again. Okay, so who are we calling, bitches? The Lost Souls Cafe, Purgatory Pubs, Outsider, Pinkies, Coyote Convenience. Some geezer answered, sounding like he just jizzed in the imitation slurping machine at 11.02 p.m. at Coyote Convenience.
That one sounds good.
That sounds great, man. I like geezers. Where is this?
I like the geezers.
South Dakota. What do we know about South Dakota? You don't hear much about South Dakota. What's up there, huh? Mountains? Yaks?
Don't they have bike rallies?
It's fucking bullshit. I don't know. Bike rallies in South Dakota? I would not like to live in, I would not like to live in South Dakota, everybody.
The Badlands, man.
Anyway. Is there a North Dakota? Yeah, there is a North Dakota, right?
Yeah. Though, man.
I was just wondering, yeah, is there a North Dakota and a South Dakota?
I think they're right next to each other.
There's not an east or west, though. Why is that?
What's the difference between North Dakota and South Dakota? Why couldn't it be Dakota?
One's on top.
Dakota 1 and Dakota 2. I don't know. Jesus fucking Christ. Nunu. Send me some UK numbers. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us here, the toll-free line, I guess it's open. If it's not, if you get a basic signal too fucking bad, I'll turn it on later. Where's Pinky at? You keep your pink lighter, sir. I got another one here. It's orange.
So I guess you're smoking weed again.
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, you just gave it away, fool.
I'm smoking PCP and pubes tonight. that's what I call.
In my ass hair is when I PO box them.
I call that's what I call smoking the ants, right there. Nunu says he's pissed off when people start the show late because it's an hour late. Look, man, I got news for you here. Here's Madhouse breaking news, everybody. Next week the show's gonna start at 11 o'clock because I got to work until 10, and stuff like that's gonna be happening here for the next. For the next 9 to 24 months, that'll be happening here in the Madhouse. From time to time, we'll have to start the show at 11, but you will know at least awake ahead of time. So to let you know, Madhouse Radio next week at a special time, 11 p.m. on Thursday. But it'll probably go on until like 3 a.m. because I don't have to work the next day.
Nice.
Clone, do you know anything about melatonin, sir? Melatonin.
Yeah, it's actually a drug in your brain.
Okay. Great.
Released by sunshine, I do believe.
I bought some melatonin tonight to take.
Clone, don't you mean a chemical?
Yeah.
A we drug don't make, in your brain?
A drug in your brain. The only drugs in your brain are the ones you smoked and put in there, man. My friend.
Well, aren't chemicals drugs, jackass?
No.
Drugs are man-made chemicals. That's your...
Think about it.
Yeah.
Acid...
That's a drug. Yeah.
Made out of rat poison.
And a chemical.
Yeah,
that's the chemical, the rat poison.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Nunu, I'm sorry, man. And even Brandon Vegas says, in the West Coast, it's 8:12 a.m. You know, 8:12 p.m., not a.m. What time is it in the U.K.? 8 a.m.? No, it's like 3 a.m. right now, 2 a.m. or something like that.
4:12 in the morning.
4:12 in the morning in the U.K. Wow, man. That's something.
Great Britain.
You know, we should call him at 4:20. Dude,
man. Have a smoke-out session.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's call some British people at 420. Let's see who's awake. That's awesome. Nunu, send me some numbers for college students in Britain. I don't know.
Hurry up. We got 8 minutes.
Tell me a city in Britain that has a college, and we want to call the students there at 420 to see who's smoking at 420. So, Nunu, let us know a college town in Great Britain or two, and then we'll have Lonesome or Mr. X. Maybe you can work on that. I don't know. I don't know. How would you find someone's phone number up in Britain? I don't know.
Not sure.
I guess you couldn't do it. Oh, businesses then. Something. Whatever, bitches. Whatever.
I don't know.
Bitches.
Maybe superpages.uk.
Superpages.uk. Is that? I didn't know that existed, man. That's fucking awesome. Hey, we got to call Coyote Convenience. Know. Enough bullshit, guys. Jesus Christ, you guys talk so much. Yeah, so Milkman's not around tonight, but you know, we're gonna do a show anyway. Clone Homegrown's filling the seat.
I'm on the ball.
Yeah, you're doing very good, sir. The Warrior's over there somewhere playing with himself or something. He's not talking to us right now. He's upset at Clone. They got into an argument earlier tonight. We hope everything's okay. We hope everything works out, man.
We hope you guys don't have vaginas now.
Yeah, exactly. How about a music request?
No, I don't have vaginas, because if I had a vagina, I have to worry about KDK fucking me.
Yes, that's right.
That's not true. It's not a mangina.
It's not, okay. Well, still, a gina.
I'm a man.
Be afraid of anything that ends in gina, including Virginia. Pick a song, Clone. Yeah. You got a song request here. We don't have to play Milkman's request. You get the first pick.
You got any Willie Nelson, man?
I don't think I have any Willie Nelson, man. I got some Johnny Cash.
Well, you got any Johnny Cash?
Oh, I got a new Johnny Cash song I just heard the other day for the first time. It's badass. Hang on, let me get that. I forgot about it.
All right, hit me up.
Hang on. Hey, did you figure out your torrent thing, man? Did you get that torrent you were trying to get?
Yeah, actually, I watched The Weeds today.
Oh, the first season?
I tried to download Jackass 2, but...
I got it. I'll give you the torrent. I got it. I got it in less than an hour, man. That's the first time I ever tried doing it, and I got it in less than a fucking hour. I was so amazed. I literally... Athena got off of work. I started it, and I said, hey, I'm getting Jackass 2. By the time she got home from work, it was already pretty much done downloading. But of course, I purchased this. I absolutely purchased it, and I have a copy of it already anyway. Of Jackass 2, which is still in theaters. Go watch it now. We're going to play this song, then Johnny Cash, and we're going to call the Coyote Convenience. Shit, I forgot to give out. Clone, how do we get into the chat room? Let's see if you do better than Milkman would.
You can go to
pcu.8lazy-4
or...
All right, go ahead.
irc.lazy-net.de.
Oh, finally. Yeah, somebody finally got it right. Second time around. Congratulations. That's right, everybody. Just like he said.
irc.lazy-net.de. irc.lazy-net.de.
That's right. Pound PCU. Pound PCU is the chat room. Or just go to goddamn PCUradio.com. Home of KDK and is KDKPrankCalls.com. KDK as in kill, death, kill. KDKPrankCalls.com. KDK's website. KDK, KDK, KDK. PCU, Prank Call Underground Radio. That's PCUradio.com. There are chat rooms in those two locations. Also, visit MadhouseLive.com. We have links to the chat room there. Under the listen and join section of the page, as well as a podcast, which hasn't been updated in 3 weeks because I am busy. But I'll get to it, everybody. Do not worry.
Yeah, we're gonna miss the 420 call.
Yeah, you're right. Do we have any numbers yet? Let's see here. No, nothing. Nothing in the UK. Yeah. Well, anyway, even if we're late, casually late, we can figure it out. But we got to call this... Dude, we got an armory? Are you serious? An old hippie answered... Alpha Omega Services Armageddon Armory. Holy shit, I need to call that first, man. Before that place closes.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Armory. That's in Idaho. Oh, Idaho is still early. It's like 7 o'clock right now, right? It's like 8 o'clock in Idaho.
You the Pimp Idaho.
Yes, You the Pimp Idaho. Here's the song I was talking about. And I'll be right back with the first call of the night, Madhouse Radio, in your mouth.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Wow, good timing.
Coke, convenience.
Hey, Coyote.
What?
You got any frozen drinks there, man?
No.
You don't have anything that's frozen at all?
No.
You got ice?
Yeah.
Do you got a blender I can borrow? Hey. Oh, he hung up on me already. All that work for nothing. My craft, my art is worthless.
He just wasn't having it.
No, he wasn't. Hang on, folks. We'll try to call him back.
Biggie. This goes out to Biggie. You. This goes out to you. And you. You, Biggie, you, Biggie. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. You, you, Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and Rapadon. Get in that ass, kick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa, you got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast. So iron, was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady. Tell him, Frankie, baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies of hoes I've never seen before. So, Jesus, give us the notorious. Us before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it like a kettle.
Yeah, how you doing, baby? Hey.
Yeah?
My good sir, why'd you hang up on me, baby? He's totally not having it, Dan. Talk about an egg you cannot crack.
What a bastard.
That guy's like a big brick, huge turd.
And I don't know what to do about that.
Get in the China Wall.
Yep, yep, yep. Is the warrior back yet, warrior? Let yourself be heard, man.
No, he said he was going to buy a headset.
He went out to buy a headset. Oh, yeah, my bad. Better buy a headset. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I got to go down to town, down to the mall.
That sounds like Milkman.
I got to go out to... What's the store with all the funky stuff? Brookstone. I got to go to Brookstone, man. I'll be right back. That'd be Milkman right there. Hang on, I'll be back in 5 hours going to Brookstone.
I'm going to take the bike.
Yeah. Anyway, the next prank call
I've never heard of Brookstone, so I don't get it.
Yeah. Anyway, we were supposed to call the armory. The fucking armory. So I'm Eddie Garcia calling to join the armory.
Call the armory, Eddie.
Yo, I used to be in the armory, yo. Yeah. Hey,
this is Milkman.
Yeah, man. This is Milkman. Larry Holmes. Hey, I'd like to announce everybody that we're beating out the competition right now on both ends. Just to let you know. These two here, Mr. X, that's
right
Blackout right here. Okay. And then this right here is NHB Radio right there. That's the other major competitor right there. And we're beating them both out.
Not hard to beat them, it doesn't look like.
No, not hard at all. That tells you who the king is of Thursday night, Carlito himself. And his Madhouse crew here on Madhouse Radio, PC Radio, Prank Call Underground Radio.
Because it's the Madhouse!
That's correct. That's very Guns N' Roses. What the fuck was his name? Axl Rose. You sounded like Axl Rose there for a second. No, not Slash. Slash never talked. Slash was like a Muppet. Never talked, never nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go with the next prank call of the night, everybody. We'll be right back with the Armory.
Bang him out.
I think I dialed the right number. I must think like Eddie.
Yo. Alpha Mig Services?
Yo, what's up? Yo, is this the Armory? Hello?
Can I help you?
Yeah, is this the Armory? Damn it, man!
What the fuck?
What the fuck? I mean, seriously, I'm trying to be serious with these people, man. No one wants to be serious with me. Hang on, we'll try them again.
What shitty service.
I heard about that cat in a long time. Jesus. I got the zombie here in my pants. Cut the music up, man. Thank you.
I'm Clone.
Thank you, Clone.
Bitch. A bitch, bitch, bitch. Well, there we go. So, yeah, here we are. If you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. If you want to reach us on Yahoo, that's Madhouse PCU Radio. And if you're listening, if you're on MSN Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. And the toll-free line, if you want to call in. Let me check to see if that's even on. It's 1-888-278-8509. And that should be on right now, folks. You should be able to call us if you want. The request lines are now open. 1-888-278-8509, that is. One moment here, please. Bear with us just a second as I make sure the toll-free line is open. Clone, tell us about Jesus while we wait here.
Jesus was a Jew and a carpenter.
Oh man, it messed up.
Damn it.
Jesus was a Jew.
And a carpenter.
And a carpenter.
That's my fault.
What else, Clone? Didn't he grow weed too? Come on.
He was the giver of all.
That's right.
Amen to that, brother. We love Jesus here. Toll-free line.
Him and his daddy. Yeah.
Sweet Jesus, the toll-free line is open.
Sweet baby Jesus, the Jesus line is open. 1-888-278-8509. Anyone who believes in Jesus can call that toll-free. As long as you're in the United States, we will pay for your call. As long as you profess when we answer that you indeed love Jesus.
Jesus will take care of our payments.
Jesus will pay the bills. Jesus will run my bankruptcy. We are okay. Back in the day, man, you could run up your credit cards, you know, max them out, $100,000 worth of shit, and claim bankruptcy, and you wouldn't have to pay it back. Not anymore. Ain't that some bullshit,
now,
man?
You gotta pay that shit back.
Yeah, now you gotta pay. They don't let you do revolving credit. That's fucking gay, man.
The Internal Ruin You Service is gonna get you.
Mm-hmm. Flat tax is bullshit,
ain't it
too.
Sucking.
Who wants a flat tax? Not me, man. Why should I pay the same as some guy who makes millions and fucking dollars a year? He should pay more. He makes more. He should pay more, man. That's not fair.
On to the next prank call.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry, Mr. X. Putting me back on track. Oh, we have British people. We have Eva Moon in Britain.
We have DTT in the chat room.
In Cambridge. Of course, Cambridge is it's that goddamn Cambridge, right? Isn't that some big London school, gay shit? Old British woman answered at Elizabeth Moon. Okay, here we go. In Cambridge, London. Not London, but Cambridge, Britain. UK. Let's call it. We'll be right back.
Remaining.
Hello, Elizabeth. Elizabeth,
hello?
Hello, love, how are you?
I'm not.
She's not? God, man, no luck.
She's not.
She's not. Very funny woman. Stupid woman. We'll call Eva Moon and said, how rude, man. This is bad. We're 0 for 3 tonight. 0 for 3 tonight. And the phone's making noises.
We're gonna try Eva Moon now. Eva, how are you?
Pardon?
Eva, how are you? Eva?
Yes?
How are you, babe?
All right.
Bloody great. Look, hon, we got a little bit of 420 going on. I was wondering if you wanted to join in.
Yeah.
I can't quite hear what you're saying.
I got a little bit of 420, if you know what I mean.
We're going to smoke the reefer.
Do you fuck? We're calling from the States. Eva.
I can't hear you.
Brian just using some tea and cuppins.
We're calling from the States, ma'am. We're wondering if you could do us a favor. We're kind of lost right now. We're in Cambridge and we're trying to find some 420 Chiba. Do you know where we can find that? Hello?
Boy, mate, it's your head.
Ava? Ava, come on, I know you're there, babe. Come on.
Pardon?
I said, I know you're there, sweet tits. Talk to me. Come on. Do you know who this is?
No.
This is Joe America.
No.
You know this is Joe America, don't you, baby?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Does it make you moist down there that you're speaking to an American man?
Boy, I think she's past that point, mate.
Oh, you're turned on by my handsome American accent. Would it bother you if I told you I weighed 342 pounds? How many kilograms is that?
Eats a lot of lobster.
That's a lot of pounds.
That's obviously more kilograms than it is pounds.
Crikey.
Because she... Crikey, that's Australian punk. That's funny, though. Crikey! Where else is it 420, man? China? Can we call China? Let's call the Radisson in Beijing.
It was just 420 in Australia.
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious? Bollocks to you. Wow. Clone would know.
Clone should know that.
Worldwide.
Clone's banging Australia.
Lucky man.
Clone has a vested interest in an Australian foundation.
That's right. I imported.
Yes, you did.
Which website was that?
Tired of all these American bitches.
Which website was that? AustralianBrideForYou.biz.
No, it was AustralianHoes in the darkgutter.com.
Wow, man.
How much did you pay for her?
She was free.
All right.
What a bargain.
You heard it here, everybody. Clone Homegrown has a mail order wife. Only on Madhouse Radio. Would you hear anything like that, everybody?
I'm gonna take a bong
hit. That's how he answers everything. I'm gonna take a bong hit. You suck, man. I'm gonna take a bong hit. Anyway. Next call.
I'm gonna take another.
Clone, you know in Australia they mix their weed half and half with tobacco.
Tobacco? Are you, well,
yeah,
Jamaica, don't
they? And they call it mix.
Mix? Do they really?
And they call it mixed.
Mixed. No shit, really. What do you call that there? We call that mixing. Whatever they talk, that's funny. Oh, really? Is that it?
That's how we mix, mate.
Yeah, mate. Let's go drink some piss at the bar.
Yeah, but it's M-I-C-K-S. That's how they spell it. Mix.
Man. Yeah.
You ever drink Mickey's malt liquor?
It's the first thing I ever drank.
Right, me too,
yeah,
man. What's up, brother?
Too.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got drunk the first time drinking a Mickey's, man. That was great. And
love
then you know,
shit.
And then we took it, and there were these bitches that live. I was spending the night at my friend's house, right? I was like 15, and down the street there were these women, there were these chicks and stuff, and like, wow, you guys are drinking. Can we drink too? Like, yeah, we'll go inside and get one. And we went inside and we poured water and Alka-Seltzer and laxative inside a Mickey's, and we gave it to the one girl, and she drank the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
And it was like three times the dose of laxative, and then she was like all drunk already. Before that, she drank it, and then she's like, oh my god, guys, I gotta go. I feel sick. Like, we wanted to see if she shit her pants, but she didn't, but.
Bummer.
She was like complaining of it, and we're like, secretly, we knew that we fucked it up. But then we had to drink some of it. They told us to drink some, we're like, ugh. But we faked it, but it hit our lips, so.
Fuck that.
Mickey's
yeah.
is awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, man, Mickey's is awesome. But don't do that, kids. Any kids out there, don't, put laxative and trick women into drinking it so they'll shit their pants in front of you. It's not a nice thing to do. You'll learn that after you're 18 and stuff.
Just drink the beer. Maybe put some fruit in there or something.
Yeah, that was an episode of The Weeds today.
Which one? Yeah. Did you see anything after the first season, man? Because I just saw the season finale of season 3. I've seen every episode.
No, I haven't.
I'm not going to ruin it for you.
I started from the beginning.
From the beginning? Okay.
Hey, guys, I want to hear a prank.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. X. Very good. See? Mr. X is a very good control when it comes to stuff like this. We got Merle Smith in Britain also. And then we also have Little Feller Convenience Store in South Dakota. And, yeah.
Little Feller.
Little Feller Convenience Store. I don't like the sound of Little Feller. And we also got Desmond Boyle. He's in Cambridge as well. An English bitch who answered at 11:39 p.m., which is 4 minutes ago. So, hey, let's do that, everybody. Whoop-de-frickin'-do. Let's play a song, though. How about some AC/DC? Who wants to hear what? AC/DC song, what do you want, man?
All right.
All right. I don't have all right, but we'll play this. Where's that song? Holy shit, I forgot it already.
Shook me all night long.
Shook me all night long. Coming at you on 98.6 The Mouth. Aww.
Start singing.
Hey, Merle. May I speak with Merle, or is this Merle?
Yes, you know, it's the middle of the night.
I know, but it's in the morning, too. We're right in the halfway point. How are you, my babe?
Listen, if any of this work, this is the middle of the night. I'm an old-age pensioner, and it's making me ill, this is.
But this is urgent, ma'am. Please, just let me explain the situation.
What happened?
Well, it's like this. A deedle-deedle-dop, deedle-do, you know?
Who's died? Just that one died?
No, not at all, no, but this is Joe America.
Yes, but I don't want you ringing at this time in the night. I'm an old-age pensioner.
What are you crying for, girl?
Because you don't ring people and wake them up.
Are you scared?
Yes, I'm absolutely petrified. I'm going to call the police.
Don't call the police. Come on, baby, it's okay. I'm just trying to, you know, have a little fun. I don't mean nothing mean, baby girl.
Don't ever ring again.
Oi, don't get so mad at me, baby. Come on. Oh, man, poor lady. I feel bad now.
Oh, my God.
Don't ever ring.
You made her cry.
She was crying, man. Oh, am I going to hell?
I thought she was going to puke or shit herself or something.
No, she's got to chill out. I got to call her tomorrow during the day, man. Like, look, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to call the police, you hear?
We got a lot of these Brits, man. They're crazy.
Oh, my God, man. I feel horrible now. Jesus, F. Christ. Hang on, let me try to get a replay on that. I want to hear... I might be too late here. Let me try real quickly, see if I can get an instant replay of that here on the Madhouse Radio instant replay machine. Play some music in the meantime. Clone, start the music, please.
Alright.
Thank you. I don't know, I feel bad. Shouldn't I have talked to that lady like that, you know?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Prank call show.
Man, don't worry about it.
Don't be a fag. That's what I mean. Don't be a fag.
Oh, but this is Joe America.
Yes, but I don't want you ringing at this time in the night. I'm an old age pensioner.
What are you crying for, girl?
Because you don't ring people and wake them up.
Are you scared?
Yes, I'm absolutely petrified. I'm going to call the police.
Don't call the police. Come on, baby. It's okay. I'm just trying to, you know, have a little fun.
She's on the phone right now doing the same voice.
Don't ever ring again.
Don't get so mad at me, baby.
Don't ever call me again. Poor lady. But yeah, I'm going to hell for that for sure.
No, you're not.
All right, so she's calling the police in the UK. Big freaking deal.
Hopefully we're being screaming distance.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm not in the UK, woman. I'm American.
You got a week or so, Carlito. They're going to come over on their boats.
Yeah, watch out.
Okay, I got jackass.
I'm afraid of the British. Who was afraid of the British? The French, maybe. No one's afraid of the French. Yeah, who are people afraid of? The Chinese? are countries afraid of Russia anymore? Russia's bullshit, right?
I think they probably are afraid of North Korea right now because supposed nuclear.
Yeah. I think China's
Russia
number one.
Too.
Russia too? Man, because they got a bunch of nukes and they're all aging and stuff. They're just going to launch themselves. They're so old. One day it's going to fuck, man, and they're just going to launch all their missiles because they're just old. They're just going to launch. Just you watch, man. That's exactly how the world's going to end. The Russians are so broke that their missiles are just going to launch because they get so old. They're designed to launch.
We gotta use them before they expire.
they have a that's their failsafe. In case of expiration, it will launch itself to its predestined target over Manhattan. Go ahead.
No, Carlito, I saw the news today
so
in Florida.
So it doesn't leak and do another Chernobyl.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mo.
And the Cape Canaveral Air Force Base is asking their citizens to be police officers and tell them if there's any terrorists in the area.
Are you serious?
How fucked up is that?
They have to do their own dirty work, man. What's the... Well, Cape Canaveral is... There's an Air Force base there, I guess.
Bunch of launch pads, too, for missiles.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but our nuclear arsenal is all over the Midwest. They got it nice and secure out there. That's the hardest...
Like a banana and a terrorist.
I just thought it was funny that they're putting the task on their citizens.
Yeah.
Doing it themselves. The Air Force.
Well, the nuclear deterrent America has now is the submarines. Isn't that not true? I mean, that's our main force. Submarines... And nuclear-tipped Tomahawk cruise missiles are pretty much like our nuclear arsenal right now. Yeah, we have the ICBMs, and they're designed to take out Russia or something. You know, that's all it is. They wouldn't even use that now. They have a submarine parked off, you know, China, and they fucked around. The Chinese wouldn't even know the submarine's there. It hit them in 3 minutes, fucking nuked them all out. That's it. Sayonara, or whatever they
just
say.
Just a turn of two keys and some passwords, and that's it.
Sayonara. That's Japanese. Well, how do you say goodbye in Chinese? Wasi wasi. Hing Chong Hua.
Hey.
Hing Chong Hua. Fucking Chinese bastards. Kill them all, I say. I don't say that.
Ni hao.
What's he say?
Ni hao. Ni hao.
Ni hao ma.
Dude, there was an awesome prank call I heard. It's a long story. I don't want to talk about
it now. Let's do a prank call.
Let's do a prank call.
Well, shut the fuck up. Then why do you bring it up?
I don't know. I heard this fucking great prank call, everybody.
But I'm not going to talk about it.
But fuck
your face.
Yeah. We're right back with the next prank call.
Fuck you guys.
What's up, Carlito?
Hey, man. How you doing, Milkman?
There's the warrior.
I'm kidding. It's war. Milkman got brain surgery, and he's normal now. Fuck it. That's it. We should just call the warrior Milkman 2. Or Milk Lad. Milk Lad.
Milk guy.
Yeah, milk guy.
Or milky guy. Ooh, more AC/DC. I feel so privileged.
Hey. Hey, ma'am? Miss Gay? Miss Gay doesn't want to talk to me. That was my fault. I didn't know where I was going with that. Yes, that was another British number.
Got to talk like them.
I don't know any Americans. Hey? And they hang up. Canadians, hey. Hey. Fucking Canadians. We gotta call Canada one day, man.
Hey?
Whatever.
It's free on Skype, I just realized that.
Super! Too bad Skype's a piece of shit!
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, whatever. We'll call Little
Phil. My long-distance plan.
Yeah, that's what you're... Yeah, what's gonna happen in January? Will they take away their free long-distance?
They're not going to.
What are all you gonna do, huh? You're gonna be without a show. Cloned. You're screwed.
They're not going to.
Yes, they are. They're corporate bitches just like everybody else, and they want to make their money. Wait till Google buys them.
You think Google will buy them? Yeah, I guess Google set up for them.
Yeah.
Google, man. Google's going to be the next Yahoo, that's all it is.
Googleization.
Yeah. Googleization of the internet. Whatever. Let's move on anyway.
Mandatory bong head clone home run right now.
Yes, that's right.
Alright, but you can't hear it.
I'll try. Just take your headset off and put it down there. Jesus.
Smoke weed every day.
God, man.
That's better.
I bet you heard that.
That's better.
You ever tell a girl to put the phone down there when you're having phone sex? I don't
really.
Yeah, you have. You were talking to me about that. I thought everybody did that.
I don't have phone sex. Dude, I live in the 21st century.
Oh, okay.
I have camming sessions.
You have cam sessions. And in that case, you don't need to worry about that because it's all in front of you.
Well said, well said.
Yeah.
Right.
Right on. Wow. Okay. We're calling.
I'm the pimp of the net.
We're calling Lil Filler Convenience Stowe. The Convenience Stowe. What should we play now? Bun B? I'm a G. Nigga, you don't know about me.
Bun B. Big B.
Bun B coming at you, 98.6 a mile. I'm kidding.
Ask me if they got any Twinkies and then find out. 98.6
a
Hey,
what's up, baby?
Not much.
Do you have gasoline there?
Who?
Do you sell gasoline there, or just a kind of store that just has the food and stuff?
Oh, we got gas here.
You got gas there? What's your premium going for right now?
I think it's $2.54, I think.
$2.54?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right, and people aren't complaining about that?
No.
It's pretty average.
That I know of.
You guys got a car wash?
No, not here.
No? You ever think about maybe having a car wash?
I don't own the store, so.
You can make a... No, but me and you will start a car wash. Is there a car wash in town? Oh, see, I was being weird.
You were being weird.
I was being weird and creepy.
My bad.
We need to, man. We need to three-way him.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. Gotta do something with that. Anyway, we need numbers, everybody. We have a loss of numbers right now. Lonesome Loser is confirming as he can. But we thank him for that.
Well, I guess everybody in the chat room is still doesn't know who Mr. X is.
Really? Are you serious?
Last week they thought it was Saigon. They thought it was George Clooney, Tom Cruise.
It's
Zolar, Pimp Slut, Marty.
Do you want the
crazy fucker from California? I mean, nobody even knows.
I'll tell everybody who it is right now, okay? Are you ready, everybody? Breaking news right now. We're going to give out the identity of Mr. X. Everybody. Mr. X is none other than... DTT. DTT, everybody in the house. All right. So there it is. What's up, DTT?
Who win?
It's awesome to have DTT in the house, everybody.
Thank you.
DTT.
Yes. Say hi to everybody, DTT. DTT's in the chat room as well right now. Hanging out with us in that house. Whatever. It's not DTT, everybody.
Why don't you tell them who it really is, Carly? It'll come up.
Go ahead. The floor is open, man. Go ahead.
All right, everybody. It's Madman.
Madman is in the house.
Madman.
Weak applause. Welcome, Madman.
Madman, man.
Madman, man. Mads one, Madman. Mads one. Why one? Why Mads one?
That was one of the servers back in the day.
Oh, okay. That's it. Cool. Homage to your old server that went down in flames.
Yep. Man, alternative nickname.
Yeah. Awesome. Lord Spoon, want Braxton's number again, that Alabama nigger you called like 2 weeks ago and played that I'm an Alabama nigger song? Well, hell yeah, we could call him again. I remember that. Did you hear that, sir?
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. If you heard that 2 weeks ago, it was pretty funny. I have yet to hear that since I did the call. But yes, we are waiting on Lord Spoon to give us that number. We will call that later. Lonesome Loser has also sent a number for Pinkies. We also have Whitling's Convenience Store. So there it is. Some little bitch answered there. As he says.
Dial one of them.
Yeah. How about some Busta Rhymes? Which one? Turn It Up? Nah. Woo-ha? Nah. Break Your Neck? Or Put Your Hands Up Where My Eyes Can See You? Break Your Neck? Break Your Neck.
Right. What?
Just yeah. Listen.
Huh?
Just keep smoking.
Get out now.
The only thing you need to do right here is
okay.
Snarl your fucking head.
Yeah. I'm banging to this, yo.
Break your fucking neck, bitches. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go now. Here we go now. Here
I don't know. Now. Is it up to me?
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. Just give it away, nigga.
Were you saying something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Echo.
Hello? Hey, gas station? Hello?
Yeah?
This is the gas station?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your premium going for right now? I'm shopping around.
I think it's $2.39.
You think or you know?
I think, anyway.
Can you ask, is there anybody there you can ask him right now?
Or just go outside and check it out for us, please.
No.
Come on, can you check it out for me, though? Are you there by yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Do you have frozen drinks there, like Slurpee or something like that, or a pina colada or something?
No.
You don't? What about...
Somebody's probably buying premium right now. Can't you just look at your screen and see how much
Come on. Is there anybody buying gas now? Just ask them, man. Come on. We don't want to go down there if it's expensive.
No, we're closed down now.
But I got a card.
We're shopping around. We need to price on gas.
I got a card. I got a Diners Club card.
An all-night credit card.
Yeah, an all-night credit card.
We're closed right now.
The credit card isn't closed.
Well, the store is.
What is your name? Why are you being so rude to me? Hello? Bitch.
I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, I am. Bitch, hey! Aw, oh, he just left. Wait, I don't have his number. Damn it!
We called Mad Hatter. We keep forgetting to call him. Hang on, let me get his number. I get his number in like 10 seconds.
I DM'd it to you.
Who? Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker, man?
Or Chino, the Medhead.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. I want to call that place at least and keep an open line of communication. We haven't called there like in 3 friggin' ass weeks.
Yeah, now it's probably too late.
Yeah. Well, they told me last time, well, earlier they told me that he leaves work at midnight. So I need the number like now. And I don't have access to the file right now to find it.
Son
of a bitch motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch motherfucker. So we'll do something
else. Dude, hey. I got an idea for a prank.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
What is it?
I got this guy, Wyatt.
Wyatt?
He thinks I'm his brother.
Okay.
And he thinks I was a pedophile. Huh? I haven't seen him in so long.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you could work with that.
Dude, do you want to call him? Call here, and we'll put you on the line, man. Try to call him here. I'll make it happen if you call.
Maybe you could like fuck with him about maybe you're a cop looking for him.
Okay, and what's the name supposed to be?
I don't know the dude's name, the brother's name.
But his brother is a child molester. Okay.
Yeah, this dude Wyatt.
Okay, his name is Wyatt. You know his last name? Can you send me his last name?
Yeah, he thinks his brother's a child molester.
Okay, well, fuck it. Well, I'll call it. Send it to me. Send it to me. Hell yeah. Send it to an IRC. I'll call this one face. What's his face? The Mad Hatter, who's a zombie hunter, right?
All right.
We're going to call the zombie hunter first. We'll call the zombie hunter first, and then we'll do that one next. Awesome.
All right, hang on.
right back with the next prank call. The Mad Hatter, a zombie hunter, or a misguided Resident Evil fan.
JimRage.com, the elite zombie hunter squad. These guys are crazy.
Wow.
Buckle my shoe, yabba do, hibbity hoo, crack a bruise, a trick or treat, swim my feet, hip my drippity, drop the hit. The books get on your walk and spark out on sticks. Shit, shit. Tracks and double dress, and swiggity smack some wits, kids. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit. Stick my waist bones connected to my hip bones connected to my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my party, ha ha ha. The jibbity jabber, Georgia jabber, not the funny bone. Skip the whole routine, I'd rather have my honeycomb.
46 minutes remaining.
Hello?
Hey, is this the zombie hunter guy?
This is the zombie hunter guy.
What kind of shells do you use, man?
Shells?
Yeah.
Usually in our guns.
Uh-huh.
Well, alright, I guess that makes sense. You know, well, sometimes we use cannons. But...
Cannons?
I'm not much of a gun guy myself. I like to get right in their clothes with the sledgehammer. And generally, when I am using a gun, I like to use a sawed-off shotgun.
Okay.
Shot.
Because I've got one locked in the basement right here. I'm in Kansas.
Oh yeah.
And we've got. I'm pretty sure it's either one. It's probably a zombie. It looks like a guy. But
yeah, I'd kill it.
But we got some meat hooks that we were going
to
use.
Yeah, like we don't know what to use, man.
Meat hooks are fine.
All right, meat hooks.
You gotta watch the splashback, though.
All right.
Now, what about the blood? Will that is that like
yeah? That's the splashback. You know, you're probably gonna want. I mean, maybe put a bandana over your face or something. Or just hold a cloth over your face.
Right.
Like
a cloth.
Kind of like you found like a something like a dead rat or something. It's like really gross, and you want to hold that away from your face. It's all, you know, they're all messed up.
Really?
And it infects
you.
Well, can I do something with it? Like, is it curable or something?
Generally, no. They're dead, all right.
Wow.
You know? We think we should experiment on it? Maybe just put the meat hooks through all its arms and its legs and just string it up?
Something, man.
We got to
call the cops about this, man. I mean, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
You can take care of it yourself.
Shit,
is it one zombie? You can't take care of one zombie.
Can we donate the organs?
No, the organs are no good. I mean, you can try.
But I'm telling, like, I got this blood shit all over my hands. What's that going to do to me?
Oh, well, you're going to want to wash that off, use some soap.
Yeah.
Try, you know.
I got some, whatchamacallit. All I really have here is some of that Purex stuff. That hand sanitizer shit.
Oh, that'll probably do it. Maybe if you really want to make sure, use like gasoline or something. Just like that'll kill anything.
I got scope
or paint thinner.
I think
that'll kill anything.
Scope, yeah, scope will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you want to keep clean.
Yeah.
This is a dirty business.
So what does it cost you to come out here and do it, man?
To Kansas.
Yeah.
That's a long trip. We're up in New England.
Okay. What's your record like? Give me a real, you know. I got three other people I can call. Give me a real rundown of your resume.
Well, you know, I've been with Jim Rage's Elite Zombie Hunting Squad since 1986, after the Wonder Bread incident. And
the Wonder Bread incident?
Yeah, well, you know, there was this... You should read my bio.
The word on the streets was you're Jim Rage.
I'm not Jim Rage.
Jim Rage, really?
Jim Rage is an old guy.
Hmm. Really
I'm still spring chick.
Because I heard Jim Rage had that anti-aging potion he took.
Some what?
Anti-aging potion.
Anti-aging potion.
Created out of
that doesn't exist.
Compound 12. You don't know about Compound 12?
I don't know. He eats a lot of
bran. Do you want some Compound 12 though? I got some right here, man. That'll takes about.
If you want to send it on over to Boston, then sure.
Yeah, but I got it from this Jamaican dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. He's like this fucking voodoo shrink head guy.
Oh, yeah?
He came over, he took some water, spit in it, put some dirt in it, and he started going,
Yama, 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 yama. Yama, yama, yama.
I was playing guitar with a Jamaican guy the other night.
Yeah? The Jamaican dude?
Yeah, and he just wouldn't stop talking about these drawings.
They got these fucking big lips, too, man.
Yeah, he's a crazy guy.
He's like, hello there, my name is the Zombie Hunter motherfucker. Hello there. How you been?
He seemed so damn happy about everything that it was just, you know, it was like, cool, I'm cool with this.
They need a good kick in the ass is what they need as Jamaicans.
So tell us a good D&D sex story. Come on. We want to hear it.
All right. D&D sex.
Dungeons and Dragons?
That's what we're talking about.
Well, so I guess you haven't heard the age D&D sex stories then, huh?
Oh, no.
No.
You know.
Give us the down dirty.
You throw that A in there. Then you're going to go all kinds of.
You got to go all out when you throw that A in there.
You throw a little A and your D and N and D and oof.
God damn.
That's rough.
Yeah, soon enough, it's a full-time job.
How many zombies do you kill a week?
Generally I take care of about seven. On like a, you know, on, it fluctuates a lot. Sometimes there's, you know, zombie hordes and it's hard to keep track.
Zombie hordes?
Oh, yeah, you know, zombies get out of hand sometimes. It happens.
They propagate.
Huh?
They propagate a lot?
Propagate. Would that be like procreate?
Yeah, they propagate too. It's a different way of appropriating.
Oh, I've never actually heard that word.
Propagate, man. Propagate.
I'll use that tomorrow. That'll be my vocab word for the day.
It's a Nazi word.
Oh, is it?
Germans used it. They said they wanted to propagate and they needed breathing room.
Huh.
Yeah.
That it's like reverse eugenics.
Right.
Right. Well, no, generally they don't do that. Those organs generally aren't working.
Do you believe in the Moulin generator?
Cannibals, however, they're a whole other story.
Wow.
You know, you get people who, you know, pretty much think they're zombies.
So how about those Red Sox, huh?
How about them? They suck this
fucking
year.
Suck, man.
They fucking suck.
Yeah.
We lost Johnny Damon, and that was it.
Yeah.
He went to the New Yorkers.
Yeah, I know, that's gay.
Yeah, it was like, you were our man.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Oh, well.
But,
did it once.
Other than that, what else can you suggest about this zombie?
That was a loud noise. What is that?
What?
That loud
noise. The zombie.
Oh, there it goes again.
Okay. I don't hear anything.
Okay.
The maybe zombie. It's the lion.
Well, if you got some meat hooks, you know, I would go for the easy kill.
Okay.
You know, how often do you have a zombie in your house?
That's wasn't a blue moon thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you might want to take some pictures. You know, this might be a photo op opportunity.
Indeed. All right. Well, hey, look, man. You're bringing me down, and I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm sorry.
I command you to get off my phone, please.
All right. It is just my job.
Just hang up, please.
You know, it's not excited.
Okay,
right.
Hang up the fucking phone, all right?
Good night.
Do what I
what's
say.
Your name?
Don't worry about my name. My name is hang up the phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, do it now.
Well, how about you hang up your phone?
I'm not going to hang up. You hang up the phone first. I'm in charge.
I'm not going to hang up my phone.
I'm in control of the situation, sir.
I've played this game.
I have the floor. You're going to hang up first. You know what? I'll stay here all night. I don't care.
Right now, we're recording the zombie slang, so we keep the phone open.
That's right.
All right.
Hang up the phone.
Two can play this game.
Don't be a bitch and hang up the
phone. Believe me, I've got this guy, Johnny Roach.
You better put somebody else on the phone right now, man.
Yeah,
you're outnumbered.
Let me talk to your manager.
Everybody's asleep right now.
Who else is over there?
Go and slap him and wake him up.
Eli
Osiak, he lives in my apartment.
What?
Slap that guy and be like, wake the fuck up, somebody's on the phone for you.
He works in the morning. You gotta wake up
who
early.
Who gives a shit? We just call people in England. It's like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on.
Well,
that
was very nice of you. Wasn't that very considerate?
It is very considerate.
Let me tell you.
You're killing innocent people.
You're killing zombies.
Yeah.
How considerate is that?
It's my job.
Why don't you work on a cure, asshole?
Yeah?
Zombies don't have feelings, too, so that's not very nice.
As soon as we figure out how to cure death, then, you know, the world would be a horrible place, wouldn't it?
There's one man.
Living.
I told you I have compound 17.
You told me that?
I told you I have compound 17. Takes 30 years off of your life, man.
Ask him about Johnny Rose.
You know, I'm not looking to take 30 years off my life.
Why not? How old are you now? 42? There you go, down 12.
I'm at 36 right now.
So you'd be 6 years old?
Yeah, you know.
So we go back to before you got molested then?
Well, you see, what I want, I want to die.
That's where everything went downhill.
I'm looking.
Everything went
downhill
for the zombie hunter in 1920. No. How many years? How old is he? 36 years old. And what year is it? 2006. So it was a
map there.
It was a horrible day. Hello. Jesus fucking Christ. Dear God in heaven, what was that?
Was that tin?
Hello?
Oh. Hey.
What are you doing over there with that? What is that noise?
God.
You're fucking done with that guy. Jesus Christ.
You know, there's
wow.
three
you
other numbers.
About Johnny Roach.
Who the hell is what? You can talk to him if you want, Cloned. Yeah. There's three other numbers on his website, and we've only been able to get a hold of him.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, these are actual zombie hunters?
These are, I guess. They've told us in the past
yeah,
that they have
many
sexual
times.
D&D and shit. Whatever.
Sexual D&D? People have sex in Dungeons & Dragons?
Cloned, it was me and you who found these guys, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did they have points for, like,
I'm Johnny Roach.
One of our boring days.
Do they cast dice, like, for who's going to do what or something? I mean, how does that work? It's kind of scary, dude.
I don't
sex.
Know, man.
Do we have any more numbers,
you
man?
Keep calling him and asking.
What do we got going on?
He thought I was a cripple going across America with my wheelchair.
You should call him back and let Clone talk.
Yeah, Cloned. Fucking asshole. Get on the horn, point. Man. Get on the horn. We need some pickles up in here.
Call that Wyatt, dude.
Wyatt? Yeah, you sent that to me, didn't you? Wyatt thinks
yeah.
I'm his brother, and I told him I was a pedo, or a pedo, as the dead would say.
Pedophile.
You fucking pedo. So yeah, we'll play a song while we set that up here. Led Zeppelin. Hey, is Wyatt there?
Yeah, hang on just a second.
Thanks, baby. Hello?
Hey, Wyatt.
What's up?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Kind of sleepy, but what's going on?
Just got a phone call, man.
From who?
Your fucking brother, man. Fucking with me again, man.
Who?
Your brother's fucking with me again, man. Just met him down at the gas station. In the stall, you know. He told me it wasn't going to happen again, but... Man... I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what I'm going to do anymore, man. What the fuck do I do? How do you get a hold of your brother, man? Hey.
Who is this?
Your brother just touched me again, man. It's fucked up, man.
Don't kill him.
It's fucked up, man. Lively one.
Can you identify yourself, please?
My name? You don't need to know my name. I'm staying anonymous, man. Do you know what it's like to be molested as a child?
You know what it does to you? I'm 48 years old. I just got molested for the first time. It's fucked up, man. He was your brother, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to do it.
He did it, man. Come on, brother. Talk to me.
Well, I can't. You have to identify yourself. I
told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
No, you didn't tell me your name was Bo Steen.
I said it to your old lady over there, whoever picked up the phone first.
Big Wellie. No, that was a negative.
She's not paying attention, man. Talk to your wife about paying attention when the men are talking. You know? Let me talk to her.
No.
How old is she?
That's not going to happen.
Is that your wife? Yeah. How old's your wife, man?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to end this conversation. Big Bo!
Do you have sex with your wife, man?
Good night. Big Bo's talking to you!
You don't have sex with your wife, man?
Sweet baby Jesus.
Send her on down a real meal. And I started at the end.
That was kind of creepy. A different voice. I've never done that voice before. It's kind of like the Grateful Dead fan kind of guy.
Man.
You're fucking gooks, man.
I'm feeling a bit sleepy, man.
Yeah. You're right there.
Are you sleepy or are you really, really, really stoned?
Something.
No, I'm just fucking around. I feel fine.
Wow, man. Well, good morning, everybody. It's 12:20 a.m. Good morning.
I'm Kerry.
Good morning. We just turned the lights on in here.
Yeah. God, fucking bright. Fucking balls, man. We've got more numbers from Lonesome Loser, the man himself. He sent in Edward Slick in Florida. He sent in the number for the Dunkin' Donuts, home of the fuck you bitch motherfucker guy.
Nice.
And he just right now sent a number for Jenny Poon in Cambridge. The UK. The United Kingdom.
Haven't we asked her if she has had any poon before?
Yeah. Where's my wires going here? This one's here.
Do you have poon?
I don't know, but we'll ask her how the poon smells.
You got poon, nani?
$5 long time. Boom, saki, saki. Reminds me of a song. Anyway. We'll be right back with
the next... Love you long time.
We'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. This is going to be to the Dunkin' Donuts. See, maybe he's working late. I don't know. If not, fuck it.
I don't know. I think he switched schedules with somebody.
Gotcha.
Me so horny. Me love you long time.
Right on, warrior.
You guys like that song Afro Man? Afro Man, Afro Man.
Yeah.
Running
because
in the
jungle.
Running in the jungle from the Ku Klux Klan. Aw, facts, son of a bitch.
On that note, I'm going to the bathroom.
Alright, you do that. Yeah, he's gonna go take a shit. And, I don't know. What do we do, clone? What do we do?
Yeah.
If Milkman was on, he could confirm on MSN Messenger. That's correct. He has my MSN. What the fuck? I didn't say that. Where is Milkman? Son of a bitch, just call Milkman. How about that? We didn't think about that.
Call him.
I should call the Milkman. If I can find it. Oh, there it is. St. Croix. St. Croix, Virgin Islands. That's where he lives. No, he lives in Christiansted. But, yeah, let's play Milkman's song. I don't know what a Milkman song would be. Something that he would like.
Something old.
I guess. No. He likes this one. Yes. Let's try to get a hold of the Milkman.
Did you hear me? I got Jackass too.
Right on.
Don't tell nobody.
Milkman's mailbox is full.
Yeah, Miss Sweet Kisses probably.
Leaving those dirty messages for Milkman, everybody.
You know it.
They're in e-love.
They're in heat. Both of them. They're in middle age.
That's how me and my wife met, though.
In heat? Awesome.
No, e-love.
E-love?
No, online.
Wow, man. Look at that. New announcing, Milkman's birthday
had
was
a relationship for 3.5-4 years.
Oh my god, you're right. You know what? Milkman's birthday was on Halloween. We didn't even do anything. Happy birthday, Milkman.
Yeah.
Clone, wow. Did you have e-sex before you met your wife?
Yeah.
Did she get naked for you on cam?
Did she?
Yeah. We all know she did.
Alright, man. Hey now. So she got naked for you on the cam before you married her? That's good. That's how you do it. Oh yeah?
I gotta see it before I buy it.
That's right.
Well said, well said.
Very well said. Awesome. There's a tip from Clone Homegrown tonight.
Try it before you buy it.
Look before you buy.
Yep. Anyway, we got to do another prank call here. Warrior, you're sending me a number for Paul Andrews, an ex-youth leader who has a porno addiction and he quit his job. Ha ha. I'll have to call him now. Hang on, everybody. Here comes that prank call. An ex-youth leader with a porno addiction who quit his job. All I see is as the sun fills the ground.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Look at this.
Okay. I told him, look at this.
All right. That,
you know what that means. All right.
It means look at this.
Look at this. All right. Edward Slick in Lakeland, Florida. Home of the Miami Heat.
Florida.
Should we try another Spaces call?
Yeah. Let's do something. Obi Trice?
No.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to play here. I want some Quasimodo.
Well, hell, I'm Mike Jones.
Yeah, what? You're going to what?
He's Mike Jones.
Oh, Mike Jones.
I'm Mike Jones.
Who? Oh, Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Who?
All right. I'm like Zolar now. When he does a show, sometimes he'll be like, all right. Because he's all lost.
Because he's doing shit.
Yeah, he's sitting there rolling the joint and playing music and watching TV and
downloading porn
and doing a show at the same time. He'll be like, all right, yeah. Why the fuck aren't you motherfuckers calling in? I command you, Jonathan, not calling in. Toll-free line's open, I think. Is the toll-free line open? Holy shit, let me test it. Holy dog shit.
People aren't calling. They
the
want
number,
to prank.
Yeah, 1-888-278-8509. I could be like the competition and say, I will not do a prank call until someone sends me a donation. I'm not like that, though. I don't do that to you guys. Actually, yeah, the toll-free line's...
What, you can do that?
Toll-free line's down, man. Why didn't someone tell me the toll-free line is down? Damn it, man.
Dude, Carlito, the toll-free line is down,
okay,
man.
And we announced earlier it was up.
Uh-huh.
What a shame.
Seriously.
I'm on that.
I don't know what's going on here with the toll-free line. Hang on, everybody. Let me fix the toll-free. It says suspend. I want to suspend. It's fucking up.
We need food.
Okay, so the phone's working now. Thank you, Mr. X, for fixing the phone. It's
so call in
1-888-278-8509. The toll-free line is now open, and we are open to your calls. And there's one already. Holy shit. That didn't take long.
Wow, it's Jonathan.
Probably. No, it's not Jonathan. It's someone else.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Carlito.
What's up, Jonathan?
Not much.
Right.
I got a message from Lord Spencer telling me that he wanted me to call into your show.
Well, shit, because no one had called in yet. You're always the first caller, and that's probably what's going on, man. You always open up the lines for us, brother.
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Milkman's missing. His voicemail is full. His mailbox is full, and his voicemail, we're afraid of the worst.
Oh,
yeah. There was just a mini coup. In the Virgin Islands, they had some rioting, and we were afraid that maybe something happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you have? You heard from Milkman lately?
No, not recently.
I know. I'm worried about it, man. We gotta pray for Milkman.
Hey, did you ever call Cheese Boy lately?
No, not lately. You know, he came online. He came to the chat room and said he knew who I was, and He said thank you, but don't call me again. Did you know that? You knew that, right? That he came in the chat room?
Yeah.
I'll try to call him though.
No.
Send me his number real quick. Are you in the chat room? No.
No, but I can send you through the messenger.
Okay. Did you never figure out the chat room?
I haven't figured out that new program yet, but I got into the chat room by the other way.
Okay. Okay, good. Good deal, man. Well, don't be a stranger. Send me that number now.
Get in there, okay. Jonathan.
Send it now, man, now. I'll call next. I got it right in front of me. Darth Vader is right in front of me. And I will call it after that. Okay. All right, brother man, you want to say hi to your friends? Now's the chance to give a shout-out to your fans.
I would just like to say hello to all my friends and listeners of PCU, and I hope you have a good weekend.
All right. God bless you, brother. You too, man.
All right.
Peace out, my friend.
Bye-bye.
And that's Jonathan, everybody. Jonathan checking in, as always.
Always right, relying, Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh, they're always upbeat and high on life, Jonathan. Speaking of high on life, we have High Life in San Antonio, Texas, where a redneck guy answered at 12:30 a.m. My God.
Essay.
Indeed. Let's see here. Kitty K says that Kitty K just wants to let everyone know he'll be updating the site. That is blah blah blah. KDKprankcalls.com, KDKprankcalls.com, PCUradio.com. It's being updated tomorrow with new shows, new pranks, and new soundboards. And he also reports that he's busy playing Diablo 2, which is the oldest game in the fucking planet for him to be playing. I think that game came out, what, 2001 or something? Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't know.
Yeah. And there it is. So, what else? Another call in. We'll call High Life. We will call High Life right now. This is in Texas. Ooh, we also have the Erotic City Topless Club. Awesome. And the Sex Toy Emporium. Even though. We'll be right back after we call Cheese Boy first for Mr. Jonathan. Eighty-six years old.
That you miss us, if you leave your name and number, we're glad to return your call. Thanks.
Hey, man, what's up, Cheese Boy? I was just wondering if you'd be listening or not, you know? Maybe talk to me man to man about some stuff. Give me a call back.
Got some Munster, some Havarti, some Swiss, some Americans. We got all the Jesus here. Come on, talk to us. We're going to call us back, please.
Praise Jesus. I like that voice, man.
That was a good voice, dude. You should use that.
Yeah, man, I love cheese, though.
Cheese is the best thing in the world. Cheese and Krispy Kreme donuts, motherfuckers. Yeah.
I could live on that shit.
Goddamn, I love cheese, too, man.
Cheez-Its, man. Cheez-Its are the best, man. You guys like Cheez-Its, man? Like Cheez-Its, and you put that squeeze cheese on the Cheez-Its. You know Cheez-It makes their own squeeze cheese now? For you to put on top of the cheese.
Really?
Yeah. You can make little Cheez-It sandwiches.
That's far out,
man. This is the kind of talk that happens when we all get high and we talk on Madhouse.
That's right.
When we think about munchies.
Yeah.
Let's do some pranks.
There's never a show on the Madhouse where I don't end up talking about food. Imagine that, everybody. It was worse with Andy because me and Andy just started talking about food. Yeah. Anyway, what's going on in the chat room? The Warriors going crazy in the chat room? I don't get it. Anyway, did you just kill somebody?
They're all dying, dude.
Oh, my God. Everyone's dying. Holy shit balls. Anyway, we move on with the show, everybody.
I just got kicked.
Sorry, dude.
Oops.
I just killed Lonesome Loser, too. It's my bad.
What'd you kill Lonesome Loser for?
Because I'm high, man.
Dude, don't kill Lonesome Loser. Are you out of your mind? Oh, my God. Poor Lonesome Loser. How are we going to get numbers here?
It's that goddamn tab key. You hit the letter and you hit tab and it just... You know,
well, Lonesome Loser, we're sorry, dude. That was a mistake. Come back. Yeah, come back, Lonesome. My bad. Mad's bad.
Come back, man.
Man made a mistake. He killed you.
I was trying to kill the Warrior, man. He was spamming the chat room.
Yeah, Warrior. Starting problems.
No spam.
No spam, Warrior. Behave yourself, sir.
He just laughs.
And
enter your destination number now.
You guys be nice to the warrior. I like him.
You have 4 hours, 55 minutes remaining.
Say what now?
The love boat.
The love boat. Soon we'll be making another run. Katie kisses Earth Dog. Neo needs a real intro. Hello.
Hello, it's Highlight.
Hey.
Hello.
How loud a player, how you doing, sir?
Good.
This is High Life?
Yes, this is High Life. It's a convenience store.
Yeah, no. Well, I was seriously thinking about submitting some stuff for your magazine.
No, I'm not interested.
Well, I've been making some cartoons of Goofus and Gallant, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I thought I'd put it in highlights.
I've got to talk to the owner of the store, really.
What's his name?
His name is Sean.
Are you British or something, dude?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm British. Why?
Oh, you're Australian? You sound British or something. You sound kind of fruity.
No, I ain't no British. I'm a Chicano. Why?
You're a fucking Mexican?
Yeah, what are you, a fucking white boy?
No, I'm Italian.
Italian?
Yeah.
Well, that's close to white.
You know what? You people are dirty, and you stink.
You people are dirty and stink?
You people are dirty and you stink.
Oh, we stink and we're dirty, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's say it this way. When you take a bath, you still smell like a motherfucking dog.
I heard you got ring around the collar and you were wearing a fucking V-neck sweater. That makes no sense. But you know what I'm getting at, right? All right, he hung up.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
It's fucking Italian content.
Yeah, fucking Italians, yeah, man. Fuck it. Ruined a prank call. Tell them you're Italian.
Wanted to do the Reclude voice on that one.
They got good food.
Italians do have good food. But American Italians do. I don't know. Whatever, I'm talking
best thing, garlic bread.
Yeah. Man, pizza. You know what I mean?
Man, spaghetti noodles.
Nah, I hate spaghetti. I don't like red sauce, honestly. I don't like red sauce. I like Alfredo.
Fucking
shit.
Manicotti.
Manicotti, yeah. Whatever. I'd go for a calzone, though, right now. Oh, calzone. Have Clone do a call. Clone do a call. KDK said he wants you to do a call.
Carlito does not subtly reads it off.
Yeah, KDK said he wants you to do a call. As a gesture.
Well,
of
I'm not doing it.
Oh, man. Come on.
Come on, Clone.
Come on.
No.
We want to hear
come
you.
Come on, you
call,
pussy.
Man.
Yeah, you tell him, Warrior.
He talked shit about me the other night, and he had a shitty night.
KDK was upset. Wasn't he drunk the other night on Halloween? Did he make fun of, piss off everybody or something?
Enough drama. Didn't we kill this with the 98.6 degrees
don't,
of the mouth?
Yeah, don't make
come
me
on.
Open up the mouth, everybody. Don't make me open up the mouth. Because I will open up the mouth.
I lost the number.
98.6. The mouth.
Just so you know. Don't make me start that shit again. I'm sure that shit got really boring last week after a while. But I loved it, man. The mouth was great. Did I tell you I laughed myself
funny.
To sleep? I laughed myself to sleep last week. After the show. It was that funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to vouch for him.
Yeah. You heard me laughing. Couldn't stop laughing and dancing. Let's see here. KDK says, here's a good horror trivia question. What made for a TV film provided the inspiration for the fetish monsters in Diablo 2? Was it I Don't Care? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't know what it is.
That was it. That was it.
No,
I'm
kidding.
What do you get?
I'm kidding.
A chocolate milkshake?
You get a frozen totino of pizza. Hello. And have cat hair all over it. I'm sorry.
Move on.
Shabang. Yeah, anyway. Seriously, I love KDK. I'm just being a dick tonight. Because I can. Next prank call of the night's coming up right now. Stand by.
Smoke weed every day.
That's right.
Ouch. So hurry. Kitty K was drunk on chocolate and vodka. Who drinks that?
Hello, this is Ramay. How are you?
Hey, do you have chocolate and vodka?
Who?
Do you have chocolate and vodka?
No, we don't do that.
Did you waffles, though?
No, we used to, but we don't anymore.
What do you do now, chicken?
The roasted chicken, we used to do it, but we are not doing it.
Prostitute anymore. Chicken?
We're going to run Mexican food. That's
what do you make, then? Tell me what's on your menu. Jesus.
It wasn't our menu. They put it by mistake then, but we canceled it a couple months ago.
What do you sell for food?
Only Mexican food.
Why can't you answer me the first time I asked you?
Okay, I'm sorry. That's only Mexican food we have.
You hurt my feelings. Is there a manager there I can talk to?
Come on, I'm the owner, man.
Okay, no, you're not. You're not American. You're not the owner. Sir? Oops. I guess he just hung up. Let me try to call him back. I like that. That was a funny idea.
Flavor Flav been in jail for crack lately?
Flavor
Flav's
got a new album.
God,
sucks. It sucks too. Sorry.
You have 4 hours, 10 minutes remaining.
Fucking loud, man. Jesus.
Yeah, Flav does have a new album out. It sucks. Aw. Bastards. He just picked it up on the
bitches.
Fucking.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mira que pasó. Hey. Yeah. Hey, why did you hang up on me, man?
Yeah, because we are close, man.
Yeah, but you hung up on me and you were rude to me, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. We are close.
Let me speak to the owner. Let me speak to the owner.
I'm the owner. What do you want?
The only owner is, he's not a Mexican like you. Let me speak to the real owner.
I'm not a Mexican, bitch.
Put your brother's, cousin's, sister's, mother on the phone, motherfucker.
Yeah, let's speak to the real owner.
Go fuck yourself, okay?
Oh, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Come on, let me speak to the real owner.
Don't make me bring my fucking camera over there and shit on your fucking doorstep, motherfucker.
The hell? Alright, that's it.
What bitches? Puto.
Yeah.
That's it. Show's over.
He's mad. Got him mad, everybody. He got an uppity Mexican over there.
He didn't want to admit he had a brother.
He's in uproar over something.
Yeah. The Center. A home for people who had, like, drug addictions and or poor. That's from Madman. Watch out, everybody.
I think I called that before.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Killer P has sent in a number for the Ding Dong Lounge in New York. Some kind of club. Clone Homegrown's and his Wyatt's number. We will close that out now. The Warrior has sent in the number for Paul Andrews, which we already called, didn't we? Right. But we also have the Lion's Den and Laura's Lip Service. Phone Fantasies. Well, hey.
You guys want to call my lawyer?
You got a lawyer?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. You got a lawyer. Crazy man. And Captain Stubbing, who I think is Lonesome Loser, changing his name on us here, confusing things all up. Yeah, he did. That would be Legends at Spirit Mountain in Oregon, my favorite state to say. Jonathan wants me to call a Fat Albert's place. Well, let me see if I can find a Fat Albert's number, or if Lonesome Loser or someone else can find one. Why don't you try to find a Fat Albert's restaurant out there, buddy, and we'll try to call it. So, yeah. Guys, I need to take a break. You know? Mandatory break. It's almost 1 o'clock here. We're going to take a break and we'll come back. You alright with that, Mr. Madman?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Pegging the bowl right now.
Clone, you going to be here after this break or do you have to go? Do you got to work?
No, I'm cool. I'll be here. I got to get a drink.
I got a big day tomorrow. I'm re-registering for college tomorrow after a 2-year hiatus. Gonna take
care of this. I sent you a number too.
You did? Okay, cool. I got it here now.
And after the break, it's all on you, Clone.
Bozo. That's right. Yeah, Clone, man, do a call, man. Call him.
We'll see.
We love your prank.
We'll see. His wife doesn't want him. His wife's mad at him about the phone because he ran out the long distance minutes the other day. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. It's now 12:49. Madhouse Radio, MadhouseLive.com, PCRadio.com, and your mom's mouth.
Let's talk dirty Australian to her.
Yes.
That piece of shit up there, I never like him. I never trust him. For all I know, he had me set up to have my friend Angel Fernandez killed.
Ice Cube, motherfucker.
But that's it. I hear he's gone.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Smoke some weed.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at MadhouseLive.com.
Yeah, he's a long-legged pimp-out Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Morgan Spurlock's experiment to try heroin for 30 days enters its 200th day. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Producers of Morgan Spurlock's documentary television program 30 Days say they have put the show on hold after Spurlock's month-long experiment with heroin went over budget and off schedule. Producer Danny Quinn says Spurlock's trial habit was causing the host to vomit or steal during on-camera interviews.
We did a show where Morgan got a job as a telemarketer, but he nearly OD'd on his first day.
With the show now on hiatus, Spurlock says his next project will be to spend 30 days pimping his vegan wife, Alex, on the streets of Minneapolis. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Sponsored by Sony Ericsson, the Sony Ericsson WA10 Walkman phone. You know, it's kind of like a phone, but with a Walkman in it.
98.6.
The Mouth.
On three.
Up but not quite touching the promised land. I hear pleas and prayers and a desperate whisper saying, oh Lord, please give us a helping hand. Yeah, frustrated souls, the city's burning, and on across the water bay I see weapons barking out the sting of death. And up in the clouds I can imagine UFOs chuckling themselves laughing, they sing. Those people so uptight, they sure know how to make a mess. cellophane and sell me. Brothers, help me. And don't worry about looking at the score.
Was over. No, don't put him on. Hello, Fred. Hi.
Madhouse Radio is back.
Good old Gil.
And we're back. Welcome back, everybody, to Madhouse Radio. Bless me. Still no sign of the milkman, huh? I'm worried.
Satellite blew away.
Satellite blew to hell.
Yeah, he had sweet kisses before it, too.
He has some sweet kisses over there.
Your satellite's floating in the ocean, everybody.
Yeah. Kitty over here got all over me last night. Now I can't make a phone call. Is Saigon in the chat room? Are you serious? Why would he be in the chat room, dude? Shouldn't he be listening to that other guy?
Because nobody bans his ass.
We ban him, then we unban him. That's funny.
Yeah, I know, but that's not banning.
Yeah.
Clone, what would you do right now if you had the power?
Me, I just kicked the shit out of him.
Yeah. Good. Nothing wrong with that, everybody. Nothing wrong with being a little anti-Saigon every once in a while. Lord Spoon is sending in a whole bunch of fucking numbers here. Hang on. This is a guy I think
knocked his teeth out with that T-ball bat.
He's fucking crazy, thinks he is an elite hacker, and usually yells at you from the start of a conversation, thinking he knows who you are. Huh. Really. Interesting. Some crazy motherfucker. I don't know. Some crazy motherfucker is all he said. I don't know his name. But apparently he's.
No name.
Except for crazy motherfucker.
Billy Joe sounds like.
Billy Joe Bobstein. So yeah.
AKA Raven.
That's right. Let's go ahead and close Jonathan out of here. We do have a Fat Albert's location that just came in from Captain Stubbing, AKA Lonesome Loser. We'll call that soon. We also have numbers from The Warrior, The Lion's Den, and Laura's Lip Service also on deck. Lonesome Loser also sent in Amigos Donuts and Legends at Spirit Mountain. We have the center from Madman. We can call that also. What else do we have here? We got the Sexual Toy Emporium still on deck here if you want to try that. And, yeah, crazy motherfuckers called Billy Joe. Whatever. All right, fine. We'll call him.
I like my ass is fat, not flat.
It's a badass song. Yeah, I know. Is she a girl? Well, Fiendas is in the other room, too. She's, yeah, she should be.
I don't get a voice.
We have been for many hours now. Are you certain you know where we are going? Why are we traveling in this direction?
On that line.
What voice are you talking about?
City. But there is no city of it.
You got no voice. You punk.
It barely works. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Thank you for calling Slap Shot Pizza and Fat Albert Subs. This is Christian, carry out or delivery.
Hey, I'll go for delivery.
Okay.
Okay.
The address?
My address is 123 Sesame Street.
You big Leo?
Huh? This is Albert, Fat Albert, baby. How you doing?
Right.
Yeah. I need to call to let you know we got some bad news. We're going to be shutting down the restaurant.
There can only be one Fat Albert.
Hello, sir.
I guess he's gone. Well, that goes out to Jonathan.
There can only be one.
And only Jonathan would want us to do that. So that is Fat Albert himself. I still don't have the Fat Albert theme song. Son of a bitch. Need to get that.
I got an Uncle Tom's.
Uncle Tom, nigga. Uncle Tom, nigga. Uncle Tom, sell out, white motherfucker.
I told them last time their name upset me.
Yeah? Is it Uncle Tom? Is it Uncle Tom's cabin?
I don't know. It's Uncle Tom something. The barbecue or fucking dick sucks.
Whatever. Okay. We're calling this crazy motherfucker guy then.
Hang on here, hands. You don't have the intelligence to do it.
What's Clone talking about?
Ooh.
You're an ass, man.
Clone home, stone grown, fucking high as hell again.
Clone's fired.
Cool. Later.
Yeah, I'm fine.
What?
You don't bring anything to this. You don't bring anything to this. You're the weakest link, man.
You gonna let him talk to you like that? Stand up for yourself.
Weakest link, man. The squeaky wheel gets the juice. Yeah, so hang on. We're ready to do this call.
I've been more a part of this show than the Warrior.
That's true. Or Milkman, for that matter. Tonight, at least.
That's damn right.
You guys can't blame him for his satellite blowing away in his little hut. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but Filipino chicks are supposed to be able to fix anything.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, my friend?
What up? Who's that?
I'm Brother Joe.
Yeah, my name's Brother Larry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you say there? How about a good old phone handshake? How you doing?
How about, let's all pray to Satan. That's what I'm looking for.
I don't talk about that, brother. I'm talking about
the Satanic Bible here. You know about the Satanic Bible?
Oh, Lord. Baby Jesus, Satan's on the
Satan's you, but see, hey, you people are retards. You know why you're retards? That daddy owns each and every one of you. But I'm glad you called because daddy's bored. So, hey, talk to Raven because, hey, daddy already knows exactly which one of you retards are. Would you like a lot of social security numbers?
Get off the phone.
Oh, you must have your boyfriend.
Get off the phone, daddy.
Hey, watch this.
Hey, hang up the phone right now.
Let me tell you something funny, retard. Watch this. You ready, retard?
Are you ready?
Come on, retard.
Tell me what's going on, daddy.
I'm talking to retards like you people. You know that? Listen. Listen,
we're not
going to
hear
your boyfriend's
redneck, motherfucker. We ain't sick of this shit, goddammit.
You're going
to hear
your boyfriend's number
being
disconnected, retard. And let's talk about, big fat-ass rock.
Man, let me talk about my shotgun and my pickup truck.
Bitch, man.
Down on the country.
Let's talk about,
Hang
on. Nobody can hear you, retard. You know that?
What do you got to say?
Daddy didn't say you could talk, did he?
What do you got to say? Brother man.
I
say in the name of Lord Jesus. Jesus, expel
the
demon off of this man here on the phone.
No, you gotta say, may I speak?
I praise Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus and Jesus.
You gotta say, Master Raven, may I speak?
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
This ain't the military,
boy. You retard. Say, Daddy Raven, may I please
talk in your Satan voice.
Fuck you, bitch. Daddy Raven said you boys can't
fuck you,
speak
bitch. Fuck you, Raven.
Daddy Raven wants you to read us the fucking verse out of the devil Bible. Daddy Raven wants to hear some verses out of the devil Bible, you motherfucker.
You didn't say it correctly. Come on, you've got to talk correctly now.
Daddy Raven. Daddy Raven, can I talk? Daddy Raven. That's how you talk, motherfucker.
Hang on, everybody.
His name's Raven, man, I told you.
When's the last time you sucked your daddy's cock, retard?
Your mother's cunt.
Hey, your mother's
cunt. Our daddy hasn't had his fucking ribs removed, motherfucker.
Hey,
your daddy
has.
You goddamn redneck motherfucker. Go get back in your fucking pickup truck. Come over here at 6:16.
Hey, which one of you on the top and which one of you on the bottom?
I
hear a bunch of guys on here. Y'all must be fucking each other in the ass, right?
Your mom's mouth is full right now.
Yeah. All this is being recorded so we can laugh at you people again because
you need to talk to your mom.
Hang on. Every time you recharge call, there's never a female on there with you.
Here's
and
your mom.
The reason it is because you two are gay.
Here's your mom.
Hey, homos. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, queers.
Lily.
Oh, look at there. That's a little homo trying to pretend to be a girl now.
I hurt my teeth.
Well, she must be the bottom, right?
Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Hang on.
What the fuck?
I was trying not to hang up with him and conferencing with another number just so they could hear him talking crazy like.
I love when he goes,
you know who needs to talk to him?
That's how he sounds.
You know who needs to talk to him is crazy motherfucker.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Crazy.
We need
crazy
to get him on the phone with Saigon, so we need Saigon call in.
Saigon call in too, yeah. But where's crazy guy? I'm sure
he's
listening.
He's from New Jersey.
So who is that guy? You guys have talked to him before?
Yeah, Billy Joe.
Sounds like a fuck job. What's his problem? Jesus fucking Christ.
He's a nut.
I guess. Anyway, let me try to get crazy fucker in the line here so we can talk to him before we end the show shortly here. Not yet, but soon. Eventually we have to. Oh yeah, dude, I forgot to tell you, I gotta be up at 8. We're both going out at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Wonderful.
We gotta go to the university.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you about that, my bad.
It's all good, man.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. We're gonna watch Borat, though. You wanna watch Borat?
Hell yeah.
We're gonna, 10:30, we're gonna watch it. We gotta go to the university at 8. Fuck, I left the phone off the hook. I don't know, we'll talk. But yeah, I gotta watch Borat tomorrow. Everybody go see Borat, you know what I mean? Borat.
That's going to be an awesome movie.
It's going to be an awesome movie tomorrow. That's right.
It looks funny as hell.
I got to download it, too.
I'm checking on that right now.
Do that. Our friend Man is checking that out. Okay, anyway. Next prank call of the night's coming right now. Hang on, everybody.
Rest is empty with no brain, but the clever nerd, the best MC with no chain you ever heard. Take it from the Tech Nine, hold up. They bit, don't know they next shine from Shinola. Everything that glitter ain't fish scale. Let me think, don't let a faint get his smell. A shot of Jack got her back, it's not an axe stack. Forgot about the cack-a-lack, holler back, clack, clack, blocker. Villainy, feel him in your heart, chakra, chart topper. Start shit, stop, be a smart shopper. Shot a cop day around the way, bout to save her. Who the knows, two molded, wonder where the shooter go. Bout to jet, get him, not a bet, get him. Let him spit the venom, said him, got a lot of shit with him. Let the rhythm hit him. Stronger in the other voice, we makes the joints that make them spread them butter moist, man, please. Stays made of panties, from the age of baby hoochies on to the grannies. Man, me the dough rake, daddy, the flow make her fatty shake. Patty cake, for fake. If he was Anita Baker's man, he'd take her for her masters. Hit it once and shake her hand, want some old thank you, ma'am, and ghost her. She can mind the toaster if she signed the poster. A whole host of roller coaster riders, not enough tracks.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Who's this?
How do you mean, who's this? Who's this?
This is Bubba Johnson.
Bubba Johnson, how you doing, man?
Hold on a second. I was talking like a white boy for a second. Now I'm back on the phone.
I called you an accident. I meant to call someone else in your same town. My bad. How you doing, brother?
Yo, man, I'm just chilling in the crib.
Ted, man. You're doing good. I'm sorry if I woke anybody up over there. I meant to call someone else.
No problem.
My bad. What's up?
Carlito?
Yeah, Carlito, man. Carlito. How you been? How's the old lady?
She's alright.
Yeah, good deal. Alright, man. Well, I won't take up any more of your time. I'll try not to mess up this time. Thank you, man.
Alright, bye.
How embarrassing.
What the fuck?
I called him an accident. I called him an accident. Hang on.
Who shot you, who got you, no spots to vandal. Do not stand still, boast your skills close. But no krills, toast for polils, post no bills. Coast to coast, Joe Smoes flows ill. Go chill, not supposed to overdose, no dose pills. Off pride tykes, talk wide, you scar me. Off sides, like how Worf ride with Starfleet. Told ya, on some get rich shit. As he gets older, he gets colder than a witch tit. This is it, make no mistakes, where my nigga go? Figaro, Figaro. Old beats in my rhymes attack. A scary act, all black like Miss Mary Mack. Wait till you see him live on the piano. Doom sing soprano like Una Doziano. My mama told me, blast him, pass for her glass of OE. Not to be troublesome, but I can sure use a quick shot of double rum. No stick of bubble gum. I like ice cream, we can skip the wedding. Have a nice dream, she only let him stick her head in.
Sitting grin.
Please leave a message at the tone.
Hey, man. Hurry up and pick up the phone, man. I'm trying to reach you. Crazy man. Crazy man must be out. I will. Sorry to bother you, sir. Bye-bye now.
Yep.
Bye.
See you, man.
Thanks for participating.
Thanks for playing Madhouse Radio.
I have procured me some cheese.
I suppose. Okay, well, we're moving on. Moving on, moving right along with the next prank call of the night.
Move on, move on, move on.
All right. Jaws Fish Tacos and Island Style Grill. Stooges Bar and Restaurant. I think we called them already. Castro Valley Donuts in California. Huh. A Mexican guy answered at 1 a.m. Okay. Let's call Amigos Donuts first.
What are they, amigo? I could go for some donuts right now, man.
Fucking Krispy Kreme, man.
I love fucking food. Like Kevin Nealon on the weeds, man. But I'm not a councilman.
Kevin Nealon's fucking awesome on that show.
Hell yeah, he is.
Driving around smoking weed. He's a councilman. It's fun.
Cracking up.
Yeah. Keep watching. He gets better, man.
I'll keep watching. What's it in, the third season now?
Just been. Hey, how you doing, amigo?
Hi.
Hey, may I ask the manager or owner, please?
Yeah?
Owner.
Owner, not here.
Where is Jefe?
Huh?
Where is the Jefe?
I don't know.
Jefe, where's the Jefe?
No, nobody.
Who is
only
it?
Only employee.
You're the only employee?
Yeah.
Are you cleaning?
Yeah.
Are you closed?
Yeah.
When do you open again?
Oh, 4 o'clock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you Chinese or Japanese?
Japanese.
You're Japanese?
Yeah.
You're Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So I don't know.
So what's Jefe's name? Hello?
Hello?
Mira, carajo.
Huh?
Carajo.
Hey, what do you want?
I want to speak to carajo.
Huh?
I want to speak to carajo.
Carajo, not here. Carajo. I don't know. I think you got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
I want to speak to... Can I speak
carajo, tell us, come help you clean.
Oh, she hung up.
Oh, well.
Japanese? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Japanese. Whatever. What the hell you say? She sounded Japanese or something. DTT is checking out of the chat room. Chicka chaka chicka chaka. You know, guys, I'm returning $4 tomorrow to the university that I've had out. I've had out. Between the two of you, between the three of you, I suppose. Clone, you go first. Give me your guess on how long these books have been out for. How many years? I
missed it. My book.
I have 4 books and I'm returning to the library tomorrow. Guess how long they've been out for.
My guess is...
All 4 of them?
Yeah, 4 of them.
I'd say a year and a half.
Nope. No, we're not even close.
I'm guessing 3 months.
Nope. Warrior?
I'm going to guess 2 years.
Much longer than that. It's been out since March of 1998. So that would be, wow.
That's when you checked it out?
Yeah, March of 1998. I looked at the cards today on March of 1998. I owe the library... $425 for the 4 books.
They sent you that notice?
Yeah, but no.
It would
be
8 years.
I'm trying to get back. Yeah. 8 years. So I told them, I talked to the head guy, the head librarian. He made me a deal. He said if I return the books and pay him $25, he'll let me go. I'm like, hell yes. I got to do that tomorrow at 8 o'clock. He said,
just want money and the books back.
Playboy, yeah. That's all.
These books are like from 1940s and stuff, like super rare books and stuff. So I think they're just happy to get them back. Because they haven't been in publication since like the 70s, I think. Super old books about Plato's Republic. I did a paper on Plato's Republic, dropped out of college, and never returned the books. And I tried to get back in, and they came back and said, you owe us $425. I'm like, the hell I do.
You know, and you're a good citizen.
Yeah, okay. But I remember the books, and I found the books in my parents' house. So there it is.
Hooray anyway. For Florida.
Wow.
Hooray
That's
for...
That's an amazing story.
Florida, yeah. So the state wins, and I win. We're all happy.
$25.
$25 is a lot better than $425, my friend.
What a reduction.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a $400 reduction, people. Anyway. The Dead is announcing that Saw 4 is being announced for release on October 26, 2007, of course. Of course, man. Saw 3 made money, so they're going to announce the second one, of course. They don't stop making sequels until the movie stops making money. You know what I mean? And sometimes they keep
going,
like Star Trek. Keeps going and going and going. Anyway, enough talk about that.
Time to prank some people.
Time to prank some people before you wrap it up for the night, because I have to be up in about 6 hours. Whoop-dee-frickin-a-do.
Let's see.
Yeah, well, you know what? I want to do something with my life, okay? All right. This guy. He laughed when I said I was going to quit smoking weed. He laughed just like that.
Yeah, I did.
Yep. Sooner or later, you'll come back, you bastard.
How's that going for you?
It's good. I'm not buying any more after this that I got. I'm done. I swear. I swear I'm not an addict. Hey, we got a call back from Crazy Fucker. Let's see if we didn't call the wrong number.
Madhouse Radio, you in here?
Hey, hello, brother man, what's up? Hey, I guess I should turn down the radio.
Turn down the radio if you don't mind, sir. The first rule of calling in a talk radio show, turn down your radio.
Gotta love that feedback.
Oh, yeah.
This is a dumb fucker from California.
What? What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Oh, great, man. I'm listening to your show, man.
What do you think? We started late tonight, but fuck it, right?
Man, some of that shit, man, made me reevaluate my position on things. When you called that lady in England there, was she from England that says that she was going to call the police?
She got scared, yeah.
Yeah, that, you know what? It just clicked. That's what they're doing, man.
Yeah.
In England, they're trying to do the same shit in our country that they already did in England, and that's put a fucking surveillance camera every 6 inches.
Yeah.
They've already got that.
They've got that.
Yeah, in England, man, they got more fucking cameras in London than they got in the whole rest of the fucking Europe,
England, yeah.
Including communist countries.
Dude, the police tell everybody run for your life.
You know, with directional microphones in them, they listen and they surveillance everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's all
like,
these motherfuckers that have sold their soul, man, to the rottenness of mankind.
Of
you know, they're the same motherfuckers that get up in the morning and go to these factories and work on death beams and fucking microwave
toasters,
death nuclear beams that they can, you know, and they're the motherfuckers that dream up the viruses to kill off 90% of the fucking people in the world.
I heard they made this bomb that gives you diarrhea.
Oh, dude.
It blows up in the air and everybody under it gets diarrhea.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that over in Iraq, man, they dropping all kinds of bombs on innocent people over there.
Depleted uranium, giving them all cancer.
Oh shit, dude, tons of it. You know what? The fucking these motherfuckers that invented that shit. They're all dead now, but they're like their replacements now. You know, they got tired of ecologists and sane people telling them, hey man, you shouldn't be messing with that shit. You shouldn't be messing with refined uranium, plutonium, and all that
some
shit.
Dirty shit.
So now they've dumped it over there in the Middle East, and they've literally bombed your fellow Americans that were dumb enough to fuck it over there.
Yeah.
No shit. Hey,
what do you think about what John Kerry said about if you don't go to school and shit, you're going to end up in Iraq? And now,
man, he was totally right on, dude.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But when you tune into the mainstream propaganda fucking news, they say, oh, John Kerry, he might have just defeated the Democrats' chances of taking office. Man, they're acting like, hey, here's my... there's two kinds of... Well, there's like a... One kind of person that goes to Iraq is mentally fucking retarded. that joins the military to go to Iraq because they bought this propaganda. And there's a second kind of person that'll go to Iraq, and they're the psychopaths. They're the ones that want to go over there and kill people legally without facing ramifications
like me,
they would.
I heard that the whole thing is serial killers.
There are a lot of these motherfucking serial killers out there in our country are all fucking military people. No shit, you can when they catch a fucking serial killer, they usually got a military background.
Yeah, because they learned that in the Marines. Hey, man, do you know about Area 57?
Area 51, you mean?
No, Area 51 is a ruse. The real thing is Area 57. Area 51 is just a decoy.
Really? Well, that's beyond me, dude. I know about William Cooper. You know about William Cooper in Area 51?
No, what?
He was killed by the government for exposing that shit.
Oh, yeah? Didn't you used to call in that Art Bell dude all the time?
Yeah, I used to talk to Art Bell all the time, man. I used to prank his ass, man. I used to call up and then I'd love to, after he'd cut me off, then you'd get like a next 50 people that guy, he ought to be locked up. It was like fucking stroking him, man, because, man, you know,
okay.
Like, hey, let me say something to you.
Yeah.
What you did last week, dude, if there was a fucking Academy Award for prank calls,
yeah,
you would have got an Academy Award because you pranked my ass, dude. I was on my computer trying to look up the mouth, 98.6.
Yeah.
I got to say, that was clever and witty and beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
A lot of people talked about that for days.
Dude, if you would have been, if I was a fucking Eskimo, I'd have bought a refrigerator from you. You know? You slick. You know, you guys, the way you did that, man, what they're doing to all of us when you tune in to CBS or Fox or ABC.
Wait a minute. We even offered money. Nobody figured it out. So, hey, it wasn't a farce.
You're bad.
Yeah. American people, you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're pranking us, dude, but, for real, it's like the consequences is death. If you're dumb enough to buy into their bullshit, There ain't been a fucking war worth fighting the United States should have been involved with since World War II. And we had to go there and kick fucking Hitler's ass, you know, because that son of a bitch,
Out of hand. And we had to drop two nukes on Japan, too, those loud fuckers talking to us.
Well, I don't think, I disagree with you there, because from what my studies is that, maybe I've been fed a line of bullshit, but what I understand is that the Japanese were about ready to throw in the fucking towel, man.
Yeah.
The dudes were so depleted that
they had no fuel for their planes and tanks and shit anymore. They were out. They were completely cut off from everything, you know?
Yeah, from what I understand is that the United States dropped an atomic bomb on fucking Nagasaki, Hiroshima to show the Soviets in Eastern Bloc countries,
they were in charge now.
That the United States was a fucking big boy.
Because America didn't get Hitler. The Russians got Hitler, man. The Russians are the guys that made it to Berlin took out Hitler. But you know what? They fucking deserved it after what they went through. Hitler came through. The Nazi army pretty much got within a stone's throw of destroying the Russian fucking army and taking over Russia. And luckily, the way the Russians did it, every village that they surrendered, the minute right before they surrendered, they burned everything down, burned all the supplies, and the Nazis fucking starved.
Yeah.
And they had this horrible fucking winter, Russian winter, like the harshest winters. The Russians knew how to get around it, and the Nazis were out there in their summer clothes, and they froze to death and starved to death. And
they had Leningrad surrounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly, man.
The art of warfare
if Hitler
is
wouldn't
thing.
Have been a fucking megalomaniac,
Russians lost
like
how many millions?
Bush.
Russians lost the most people. Didn't they lose more than Jews died? I think.
Oh, dude, they're looting, man. They're fucking looting the United States Treasury. They're pimping our country off, dude.
I don't know. It's fucking shit,
they're
man.
They're pimping us off, dude. These motherfuckers are sucking the dicks of the fucking rich Jews over in Israel.
Hey, man.
And the no shit, they
you're
are,
sucking
man.
Sucking the dick right off of you, man. That is a statement right there.
Yeah.
These Democrats and Republicans are blowing. They're they're blowing the motherfuckers for the cash, dude. Because I tell you what, they sold, you know what, and dudes like me, man, we'd rather die on our feet than live on our fucking knees.
Right on, man. That's what Zapata said, man.
Hey, yeah, that's I say, yeah, you're right about that, man.
Yeah.
I'd say this, man. Hey, dude, you got a wonderful fucking show, dude. And like, I just want to tell you, man, last week, that was the best thing I ever fucking heard on PCU, because you pranked everybody's ass.
Yes.
You didn't call up people and throw a prank on them. You pranked your audience.
Yep. Damn right, man.
Dude.
Damn right. They deserved it.
You damn right, dude.
Yeah.
You gave me a wake-up call, because now I fucking, if it's fucking 12 noon and somebody tells me it's daytime, I ain't going to fucking believe them, man.
Yeah, well, I could sell you, I could sell an Eskimo refrigerator. Awesome. Hey, man, thank you for calling in, man. We're glad to hear from you.
Hey, man, you
going to
cut me? Hey, let me, you got any prank? Can I get in with a prank?
Sure.
Ass,
talk to this crazy guy who kept yelling at us 5 minutes ago, or like 20 minutes ago at this point.
Oh, good idea.
Was that a white guy or a black guy?
It's a white guy named Billy Joe.
Redneck motherfucker.
A redneck motherfucker
named
Billy
Joe. Okay, before I go, I'd like to, I'd like to share a song I wrote with you.
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead. Did you write? Are you playing it? Are you singing it?
No, I just tell you, man. If you like rap, then you ought to sit on my lap when I get ready to take a crap.
Because
every time I sit on the crapper, my butthole turns into a rapper. If you think black is beautiful, well, I just shit me a Rembrandt.
You shit me?
Rembrandt?
Yeah, I hate fucking rap.
Holy shit.
I gotta tell you, dude.
Oh my God.
Great. Okay.
Dude, put that shit on fucking
music. You know what them motherfuckers that sing that rap? They're like fucking blowfish, dude. You know what a blowfish is?
Yeah, I know. I've
seen
them.
When a blowfish feels, it's a little pathetic fucking fish, but when it feels threatened, it blows itself up. Now these goddamn, hey, these motherfuckers don't never get sucked in by these motherfucking people that are in gangs and shit. You know what? Because they're like the little blowfish.
Right.
They puff themselves up, and I'll tell you what, they're like basically they're just fucking
air.
They're scum, man.
They're sucking the dicks
scum.
Right off us, man.
Yeah.
They don't walk their own path. They're the fuck. It's just like these bikers, outlaw bikers. Boy, I tell you, they're the biggest. They ain't individualists. They're the biggest fucking conformists there are. They all wear the same uniform. They talk the same shit. And half them motherfucking outlaw bikers, half them Hell's Angels and outlaws and banditos and shit are all federal agents.
Right on, man.
I ain't shit. You don't never get sucked into that,
all right,
dude.
Prank that guy.
We got to prank this guy. We got to prank this
guy. All right.
Hang on, brother, man. Thank you for your rap.
Make sure you talk in a redneck voice.
Yes, please. Just tell the testify.
Like,
this guy.
What's the guy's name?
Billy Joe.
Billy Joe?
Billy Joe.
Billy Joe. That is a very redneck name. If it was named Dale, that would be even worse. Okay, well, here comes that, everybody. Crazy fucker from California with a prank call to Billy Joe once again. We're right back after this.
I thought it'd be good.
Nobody ever
Okay, go ahead and say one thing.
All right, dude. You know what? Halloween, man. I tuned in and listened to that little Neil, that girl that was supposed to be on there.
You're in love with her, aren't you?
No, I just, it was a new show. I'm
in love with
every woman on the planet. You know, I'm in love with them.
Go
but,
on with the rant. It's okay.
But anyway, dig this, man. And Katie Kay was on there, right?
Yeah.
So I listened to Katie Kay, the Halloween show.
Oh,
and some of it was pretty cool, man, because him and I think he's doing a prank because he has like a gay soap opera going on his show with but anyway, now check this. Now then at the end of his show he says there's only one listener out there and he's a fucking loser because he's listening to this show. Anybody that's cool is not listening to this show. Now that's the first time in the history of fucking any radio talk radio show that I ever heard a motherfucker call whoever was listening
his
to his fucking
his
show a fucking loser.
Well, you should start listening to KDK more.
KDK does that a lot.
I think it's a put on, and I think the dude acts like he's drunk, but he's probably a fucking CIA agent.
I think so,
probably
too.
A fucking one of these, he's probably one of these homosexuals like Hitler used to have, the brown shirts. The first fucking guys that Hitler recruited was all fucking homosexuals. And then after Hitler got, popular with the German people, then he killed all his fucking first friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got to tell you, I kind of think maybe KDK might be like that, but I don't know, man. But I enjoy this show, but anyway, as long as he tries to kill with words, that's okay, because sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me.
Amen,
right?
Brother. Yeah.
Right?
That's
and
right.
Just remember this, man. Life is but a fucking dream, dude. Everything's a dream. Everything's a dream.
Merrily, man.
Our existence on this planet is a passing illusion.
Wake up, right?
You agree with that?
Yes.
That's the only thing I can tell you, dude, is that of all the songs I ever heard on this fucking earth, only two of them ever made sense, and one of them was Life, Row, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down a Stream, and the second one was
he says,
if you eat when you're hungry, and you can drink when you're dry, and if the bad times don't kill you, then you're going to live till you die.
All right, man.
All right, dude.
All right, brother. He just hangs up and just say goodbye. He drops it like Chris Rock at the end of a stand-up thing. He just drops the phone and hangs up.
Crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, man, no shit. That guy's a hoot. You can't do a show without talking to him. Yeah, we can't do a show without talking to him. I'm out of gas, man. 1:37 a.m. Holy shit. We gotta call it a night.
If it wasn't for work, people.
I know, if it wasn't for school.
And school.
Work and school.
Work and school.
And movie.
Even worse.
Yeah, even worse. Anyway. So, yeah, Milkman, take us out of here. Damn, it's hard to do this without him. Clone, take us out of here, man. Go ahead and give us your best Milkman impersonation.
I want to say thanks to all of you, Madman. Thanks for coming out of the closet, dude. You rock.
Fuck you.
Carlito, thanks for sponsoring a great show.
The fuck was that?
Coming out of the fucking closet.
Fuck you.
I'm not fucking trainee or bi or gay, nothing like that shit, motherfucker. I like to fuck that pussy. Keep going, I'm sorry.
I can't.
This is bad.
Oh, we'd like to thank all you listeners for tuning in.
Yeah.
Thank you, KDK, for being the fucking man behind all this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep going, Clone. I know you got some shit now.
You got it, Clone. Come on.
I can't. I got water in my eyes.
Well,
man.
Fuck everybody
Thank
else,
you,
then.
The Warrior, for being there for us.
The Warrior is
in
here.
In the background.
That's right. I'd like to thank Ted for letting me call him an accident. Crazy fucker and fucking...
Congratulations, Ted, and your auto op as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Madman, for this boxing ring, man. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Last I'd like to thank Dr. Lego. The voice of PCU and KDK, man.
Thanks, Mom, Dad, wherever you are.
The Cerebro KDK out there, the Grandmaster of Pranks KDK. This isn't the same without Milkman. This sucks.
Now, we cannot forget Lonesome Loser.
Lonesome Loser.
All the good numbers.
The hardest working man.
And yeah. PCU.
I'd also like to thank Sweet Kisses out there.
Sweet Kisses. I wish I could give you kisses, but we're just too far away.
Ellie, I love
thank
you.
Thank the Jonathan for calling in.
The Jonathan. Who else called in? Nobody else called in. That's it. None of you called in. I'm very, very upset with everybody.
I'd like to thank Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus isn't happy possible.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
And Allah.
Hallelujah, brother.
Allah Most High. Praise be to Allah. Lonesome Loser. Who else we got to thank? Everybody listening in. DTT back in the house. Want to thank DTT for returning. Welcome back to the family.
Welcome
man.
Back, DTT. We hope that stalker is not listening.
Yeah, we hope the
welcome back.
The guy is not listening. And there
hope
it is.
The herpes is doing fine.
Yeah. Warrior, we already said thank you. Thank you for sitting in, man. Good work, Warrior. Thank you for your help, TeamSpeak and all that. If
and
you're
once
around.
Again, Madhouse Live will continue next that's week right. at 11 p.m.
At 11 p.m., that's right, at a special time. MadhouseLive.com, everybody. And
thanks, Madman.
Yeah. How was what they did last week, not a sopper? I think KDK is upset at you, clone. Wah. Whatever. Is that it? Are we done? I guess, right?
I think that's it.
That's it. We've thanked everybody for listening and all that. And
won't be the first time.
Yeah, well, tomorrow, Zolar, in theory, will be on. Tomorrow, Zolar, in theory.
No, Zolar's not. He's in Beverly Hills.
Oh, fuck it, then. Fucking Zolar.
He flies somewhere different every week.
Every other week, he's somewhere. What the hell is this all about, man? He's up to something.
I think it's all a farce.
I think he's a mule. I think he's a mule.
Trying to be a jet setter.
Whatever, he's trying. Hey, Warrior, man, what's up?
Hey, this is the last week you're going to see me for a while.
No, what's wrong? You upset? You too, huh?
Oh, no, I just got a new job at UPS. I start at 10 p.m.
Hey, man, just like Andy, look at that. You both of you working at UPS.
Make sure you take some pictures and send them into UnitedPackageSmashers.com.
UnitedPackageSmashers.com, right? That's the site that outs UPS, yes. So, man, enjoy that. That's a fun job I hear. I hear it pays well, though. I'm sure you'll like UPS, man. It's very very taxing on the body, but very, very good in the wallet. Congratulations, Warrior, on your new job, man.
Thanks. They're paying for the
thanks for the TeamSpeak server also, man. Couldn't do it without you, my brother. It's all good.
But no problem.
All right. So that's it, man. We're going to call it a night. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And oh yeah, well, I forgot to say. KDK's on Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Lunatic Fringe. Be sure to listen to that. Great, great show. Sunday night, nothing. Monday night, Dr. Lego or High Pitch Eric or somebody maybe. I don't know what's going on with those guys, but I'm sure one of them will be on the High Pitch Eric stable, or the Dr. Lego stable of PCU will be on Monday night. Little Evil Neo, I guess, is doing a show on Tuesday nights. I didn't hear her this Tuesday. I don't know what happened there, but she should be back on Tuesday and Wednesday. KDK returns with his Psycho Babble at 10 p.m. Eastern as well. Great show. And then Thursday night, we complete the circle here with another beautiful, wonderful episode of Madhouse Radio. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we're out. Later, clone. No los queremos.
No los necesitamos. Good night, Harley, though. Yes, we love you, man.
Bye, Bob.
Okay, you know what? We're not even online right now.
I think you're lying, man.
Excuse me?
We have your name. We have your...
Okay, and what is the name? What is the address? What is the email?
Don't give that out. How do I know that you're not going to use
exactly.
that?
Exactly. How do I know? Because you know what? We're not even online right now.
You listen to me.
Dinner.
What are you, a vampire?
Excuse me. It's
you're
5:30.
A bum. You people
it's
are bums.
It's 5:30. You know what, asshole?
Look, bitch.
Don't try and tell me that I owe you money.
I'm an attorney.
You
know ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh!
Well, you owe me $5 for breaking the toilet.
Breaking the toilet? What toilet? Tell me who this is.
The white toilet. I told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
I ain't fixing nothing because I didn't break nothing. Well, I don't use anybody's toilet.
You came down, you used the toilet, you took a big shit. And
I took a big shit?
Yes.
Man, it wasn't me, pal. It was not me. You got the wrong guy.
Why don't you tell me in your own words? Be honest.
Sure.
The Russians are upset. We're trying to keep them at peace, all right?
What did they do?
I need you to tell me everything.
I did not do anything. Basically, what you told me.
I mean, this guy, we could start a war over this. Oh, God. You know, the judges, I don't know what they're going to think, you know. That's,
what
that's
did they do?
Saying.
I mean, am I in trouble?
That's the violation of the law.
Anything about that, sir?
Well, that's ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, that's...
What did I do? Sorry?
I mean, if we're all going to get our hand released, you know, I mean...
I provide clothes for individuals that come in and buy them from me.
Under slave labor.
Embroidery.
Under slave labor.
No, I don't have any slave labor.
Then why are you calling us
what? I don't have time for your bullshit.
You son of a bitch, you motherfucker, you are speaking Spanish.
I
what
know.
The fuck you
speak,
want?
You speak English, I say.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucker, you.
You bitch.
Don't never.
I'm punching him out.
Don't ever call again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell? Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Please enter.
Okay, so what do you call yourself? Huh? Como se llama?
There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
What? Go back to Africa. Go back to Africa.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're gonna like
you
it
like
too.
Liver.
No, you're not.
It's gonna be just like when your cousin was in town.
What cousin?
Your cousin. Your cousin, girlfriend, mother, sister, wife.
You can go to hell too.
You can go to hell, you damn Republican. Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Look, boy, I'm gonna have sex.
Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
Let me talk to her while I stroke my cock.
No.
Please, I want this so bad.
Email us
no.
Our panties.
Yeah.
Or your panties.
Go smell their panties while we talk to you.
Who the hell is this? I hear fucking laughing in the background. Who is this?
Let me talk to your hot sister.
Fuck you. If you call again, how old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
You were a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
Hello?
Fuck you.
Look, man.
Fuck you. I'm not on my fucking street, you fucking fat ass that fucking broke my fucking car.
That's right. Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about, because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I'm innocent.
You innocent?
I'm innocent.
And my shit got broken, thrown out of my fucking car.
No,
and
I don't know.
And we fucking stopped you, and my
know.
Fucking CD player was in your fucking dashboard.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. Yeah, how you guys doing, man? I'm coming, I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I like chicken.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a
yo, just
delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Show me your dick, motherfucker.
You got dick, you got pussy, motherfucker.
Are you asking me
just
out?
Get over here.
Are you
hey,
asking
just
me
talk
out?
To me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, you know?
Tell me.
Oh, okay, motherfucker. Do you know who's your daddy?
No.
Do you know how many guys fuck your mom before you came?
No.
Oh, that's good. Go
tell
ask
me.
Her. How many guys fuck her before you came?
Tell me.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's good.
Are you happy?
I'm happy, yeah, with your mom. Yeah, I'll fuck your mom. Yeah, I'm happy.
It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
What you call, bro? I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
Don't hear that, three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
You call that. Cracker. You nigger motherfucker.
But hey, do you have enough room for me? I weigh about 428
pounds. I can't understand a word you're saying.
I weigh about 428 pounds.
Then you're fat.
Hey, Carlito, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, after listening to you, dude, I can't listen to normal radio, man, because it sounds like a bunch of fucking retards. You guys are the fucking greatest radio station in the United States of America and around the world. Now, I understand that you're even going to Australia and the UK and all that shit, right?
Yeah, we're all over the place, man. All
right, dude, that's good, because you just keep evolving and growing, dude.
Continents, man.
All right. Love, peace, and joy to all living sentient beings on the planet Earth, man.
Here and elsewhere, man.
Everywhere, man.
Everywhere. God bless you, sir. Or whatever.
Love you, man. Love you.
All right, whatever. Yeah. God damn it.
Fuck all that! Hey, fuck! The fucking Diaz brothers! Fuck them all!
Welcome to the...